Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
That will be the beginning of the rollout of the Afghanistan plan, but it won't be sold to the country as a surge or troop increase, even though it is likely to involve more troops. The White House intends to sell this as a strategy to get the U.S. out of Afghanistan over an extended period of time.
And the stakes, they're high, says Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution.
If in a year we can see progress, people will forget their original doubts, and they'll be glad that there is an exit strategy emerging ahead. The problem will be, of course, if we don't have progress in a year, that's going to mean that we reinvested in a failing mission, and that will be the problem.
A federal anti-terrorism probe has led to charges against 8 more young Somali men who'd been living in Minneapolis. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr says the government alleges their mission was recruiting fellow immigrants to go home to fight for the group Al-Shabaab, linked by the State Department to Al-Qaeda.
The government says the men, all with Somali family ties, traveled from Minneapolis to Somalia, where they trained in the use of small arms, machine guns, rocket-propelled grenades, and military-style tactics.
So far, the government has charged 14 people in connection with an investigation stretching back more than a year. Well, they're shopping with an eagle eye this year.
If I see a bargain today, I get it.
And with the holiday shopping season looming, what are the prospects for retailers? One early barometer shows that during the first half of this month, electronic sales were up, thanks to some sizable discounts. But retail analyst Bert Flickinger says stores dealing in luxury goods lagged, ditto clothing stores.
Apparel sales have been down a little bit, largely because of the rainy weather. Now that it'll be colder as we get towards New Year's, apparel sales should bounce back.
Well, you can call them boomerang kids. A study done by the Pew Research Center has found more adult sons and daughters moving back home. Pew's Rich Morin says it's a strategy for weathering the recession.
It's clear that people are trying to save money, and young people are trying, perhaps the best way they know how, move in with mom and dad or with a buddy.
Morin says the same thing happened with past recessions. He says it's too early to tell whether and when the kids will start moving out again. There is new research underway into why more Americans are killing themselves on railroad tracks. More from CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
In a typical week, 7 Americans end their lives by jumping in front of trains, only about 2% of suicides in this country.
That's why we're doing a study, is to find out the commonalities and why they chose this particular means.
Karen Marshall at the American Association of Suicidology, Washington, D.C., and Palo Alto, California, believe they're seeing a surge of self-destructive jumpers this year, planning where to put extra barriers, even thorny bushes.
Restricting means to that area is certainly a great way to stop suicide.
Is one cause the economy's weakness? Marshall, studying this with a federal grant, says it's too soon to tell. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Well, in June, he dropped out of sight under mysterious circumstances. Now, South Carolina's governor is fighting to hold on to his job because of what he was doing. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula has the story.
A special legislative committee will begin considering an impeachment resolution against Republican South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford. Several GOP lawmakers want Sanford removed from office for, quote, dereliction of duty, for vanishing from the state for nearly a week to visit his love.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
They're, you know, bopping guys on the side of the head. Mayor says he didn't know about the crackdown until the arrests were made. 36 people have been arrested on charges that they targeted white men for assaults that were videotaped and then sold as entertainment. In sports, the Avs beat the Philadelphia Flyers 5-4 last night. Tonight, the Nuggets are at home against the New Jersey Nets. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad start to this morning's commute. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. Volume building in those usual spots. Outside the metro, we're looking at chain laws in effect over Loveland Pass. I-70 wet, slushy, snow-packed, and slick between Georgetown and Vail. Strong winds are gusting along 76 east of Denver to the Nebraska state line. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of about 45, 46 degrees. Currently, it's 22. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale this Friday starting at 4 a.m. for over 300 early bird specials. Plus, you'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, it might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
More troops to Afghanistan. We will know 1 week from today. White House announcing this morning. The president will address the nation from the Oval Office on Tuesday, December 1, about Afghanistan.
Get ready.
More troops to Afghanistan. It's only a question of how many. Good morning, everybody. That's bad news as far as I'm concerned. It is Tuesday, December 24. Good to see you today, and thank you for joining us. This is the Bill Press Show. We're coming to you live, coast to coast, from our little radio studio right here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., keeping our eye on the continuing conversation, even though they're off on recess, continuing conversation among members of the Senate on the health care reform legislation. Debate begins next Monday. And keeping our eye very much on what's going on down at the White House at the press briefing yesterday. We'll be there for the news conference with President Obama and Prime Minister Singh at 11:30 a.m. East Coast time in the East Room of the White House. Then the White House briefing today at 1:30. Unfortunately, I did not get my ticket to the state dinner tonight for Prime Minister Singh of India. But good time will be had by all, and we'll cover it as closely as we can from our vantage point here in our nation's capital, where we represent you and give you a chance to talk about the big issues of the day. 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737 is the toll-free number on the website today. If you haven't already been there, go to BillPressShow.com. Two important things on the press box. We will link you directly to Mary Landrieu, Blanche Lincoln, and Ben Nelson. So you can tell those three senators, get off your butts and vote for a public plan option and a strong public health care bill on the Senate floor. Get off this nonsense about representing insurance companies. Do what's best for the people of America and the people of your state. Vote yes on health care reform with a public plan option. And then under today's links, you will just make your day. Make your day here. You don't have to buy Playgirl magazine. We have posted the almost nude photos of Levi Johnston up on the website, for which he was paid $100,000. They're black and white, and you can tell whether you think that Playgirl got the money's worth or not. Towel strategically placed in all cases, so don't worry that you will be shocked. That's at BillPressShow.com. Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning, get the blame for posting the photos. Don't blame me. They did it without even asking me, so there you go. Hey, guys.
Sorry. Sorry, boss.
Aren't you sorry?
The things we find on the Internet early in the morning.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. Right. Like Gavin Newsom, mayor of San Francisco. He sort of disappeared after he dropped out of the governor's race. So yesterday, it was funny, he had a news conference to talk about the budget deficit in San Francisco. Reporters wanted to talk about his being absent and where the hell was he. He wants to talk about the budget deficit. Here's how that goes.
The mayor used the occasion of the city's $500 million deficit to start doing interviews again. But of course, we began with questions about his uncharacteristic absence from the public limelight.
Mr. Mayor, good to see you. Let me start by asking you, where have you been?
$522.2 million shortfall. Last year we had a $575.6 million. Hank, I'm here to talk about tomorrow, today and tomorrow. Not yesterday. I've been working my tail off.
Yeah, I'm here to talk about what I want to talk about. I'm not going to talk about that Hawaii vacation that I just got back from with my... There's nothing wrong with that. But he did disappear from the scene after he dropped out of the governor's race. So the big story here in Washington, D.C., indeed, Harry Reid managing to hold 58 Democrats and two independents together to get the 60 votes necessary just to open debate. Boy, what a medieval system they have in the United States Senate. Just to open the debate on the most important issue facing the nation, they had to get these 60 votes. He got them. The debate starts Monday. Is it a bill worth supporting? Let's find out from the man we consider our go-to guy on health care reform. If he's for it, we're for it. If he's against it, we're against it. The Honorable Howard Dean, former DNC chair. Hey, Governor, good to talk to you.
Hey, Bill. I'm sitting here drinking out of a Bill Press Show mug with Yes We Can on it and my name on it.
You know what? So am I. So there we go. Glad you got one.
I got another piece of good news for you. Every time I go do MSNBC over at 400 Capitol Street, the lady who does the makeup has one of your mugs with her name on it.
Of course.
You're a nice guy.
Patty McFarland.
She is the best. Isn't she great? She runs a great group over there.
She is great. In fact, I'm going to see her later today, and I'll tell her we were talking about
her
on the air.
Tell her she's on the air. She's a celebrity.
All right, let's see.
She probably knows more about health care than some of those people about to vote on it, I would guess.
Boy, ain't that the truth. So let's say you were a Democrat in the Senate. Would you have voted to open debate on this?
Absolutely,
issue?
Yeah. This is a good bill. It's not a perfect bill, but it's a good bill. The opt out would work. The public option would work. I would vote for this. I will not vote for a bill. I don't have a vote, but I would not vote for a bill that does not have a public option in it. Period. Plain and simple.
Well, that's what Bernie Sanders says as well.
So yeah, he's doing the right thing, and I'm hoping there's going to be four or five other senators that'll join him, and that'll be. Look, there is something worse than passing no bill. This bill isn't very strong. Mm-hmm. In fact, the only piece of reform left in it is the public option. The insurance reform is gone, essentially, because what they did was they have guaranteed issue. That is, you have to, the insurance company has to insure you. The problem is they don't have community rating anymore. They in the Senate bill, I think you can charge three or four times as much for sick people as you do for healthy people. In the House bill, it's twice as much. We did this 15 years ago in Vermont, and you can charge 20% more for your most expensive client than you can for your cheapest clients, and that's it. Now, you can afford to buy health insurance if it's only 20% above the bottom price, but you can't afford to buy health insurance if it's just twice as much or three times as much. So guaranteed issue doesn't do you any good unless you have real community rating, and real community rating doesn't exist in either the House or the Senate bill. So the old argument, which I used to make, was that we ought to pass this thing just to get the insurance reform. There isn't any insurance reform left in this bill to speak of.
And isn't it pretty clear, though, that the only way that this bill is going to get out of the Senate is if it gets weaker?
That's not clear to me.
Well, I'm going to hear you say that.
I still believe, and I talk to folks, and you know they don't like this idea. You got to use reconciliation. We owe this to the American people. If you pass a bill that's a political bill, you're not going to get away with that. You're not going to go and have a signing ceremony and be able to pretend that that's a reform bill if it's not. And right now, it is a reform bill. And I think Harry Reid deserves Legislator of the Year. I'm a big fan of Nancy Pelosi's, but the fact is she's a speaker. She's got the rules are in her favor.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Reid's got to do this with a wing and a prayer and persuasion. He doesn't have the kind of power that in the chamber, because the chamber is full of individuals who have a lot of power. And Harry's done a terrific job getting this thing to the floor, but it is definitely hanging by a thread.
So let me understand what you're saying. You're saying we can get a stronger bill, but only if they're willing to use reconciliation.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
I think that's right. I don't see how they get this. You know, Olympia Snow gets in the picture. The trigger is a farce. The trigger is basically insurance company authored gimmick. You know, what this is a giant bailout. This is a bailout that makes AIG look cheap. $60 billion a year goes to the insurance companies under this bill. Now, if we can get a public option, I think that's okay. But if you don't have a public option, why would we want to stick the taxpayers with yet another bailout? They bailed out the banks. They bailed out AIG. This is a $1 trillion bailout.
Now, I want to ask you about, you know, there's this little trio of senators that so much attention has been paid to Blanche Lincoln and to Mary Landrieu and to Ben Nelson, who voted for allowing the debate to open, whoop-de-doo, right? But then they followed up immediately with statements like this one by Senator Lincoln.
Let me be perfectly clear. I am opposed to a new government-administered health care plan as a part of comprehensive health insurance reform, and I will not vote in favor of the proposal that has been introduced by Leader Reid as it is written.
Now, I'll say this, Governor. I mean, she's a nice lady. We've interviewed her here on the show, but I don't think she's representing the people of Arkansas.
She's not, and she's in trouble because there's a couple of young guys down there that's thinking about running against her in a primary who are for the public option.
Democrats, you mean?
Yeah. And she would lose that fight. We've done some polling. Democracy for America, which I do some consulting for, has done polling in Louisiana, Nebraska, and Arkansas just by coincidence.
Yeah.
And in fact, the vast majority of folks down there, especially in the Democratic primary, prefer a public option. So, you know, they're going to have to answer to their own voters. I think they'll be there in the end. I'm not the only one that's really put his foot down is Joe Lieberman. And, that's what he wants. He wants to be the guy that screws up health care for all these Americans. That's his business. But, I just want to say one thing here. Look, a lot of Democrats are saying, oh, the Democrats are spineless. The Democrats aren't spineless. There's four people out of 56 that are screwing everything up.
Yeah.
The rest of them are doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, let me just defend people for
and
a
the
minute.
Rest of them are strong on this stuff. You know,
yeah,
I
they
think.
Are. And
yeah.
Let me just say one other thing about this. I have no problem with Joe Lieberman or Ben Nelson or Blanche Lincoln or Mary Landrieu voting against the bill. I have a big problem with them not allowing, having four people think that they're more important than 300 million people. And keeping this from passing. If they do that, they ought not to be sitting in the Democratic caucus. They owe it to the American people. They don't owe it to me or Harry Reid. Well, they do owe it to Harry Reid. If they caucus with the Democrats, Harry Reid gets to run the Senate, and they need to bring his bills to the floor. They don't have to vote for him. I'll never refuse to eat. I won't even refuse to campaign for somebody who votes against the public option because that's their business. They get to vote the way they think they should. They do not have a moral right to prevent the American people from getting health care reform.
I mean, there's something fundamentally undemocratic and un-American about not even allowing a vote.
Yeah. When you think you're so important that you're more important than the American people, you don't belong in the Senate. We're going to find out who belongs in the Senate and who doesn't.
Governor Howard Dean, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. Governor, do you think that the president, his strategy is, let's let the legislature work it out. I'm not going to, publicly say I prefer this or that or whatever. Do you think he's been strong enough on this issue, the president, or should have shown maybe some more direction?
It's always easy to, I think we talked about this the last time I was on the show. There's the favorite instrument of both doctors and politicians is the retrospectoscope. Always easy to criticize looking backwards. You know, who knows what the president did was right or not. We're going to judge that by what the outcome is.
And the reason I ask you is we had John Conyers on last week, and Conyers said that he was, in effect, he said, tired of carrying the president's water. He said, I'm looking for some, I want some help here. I want some direction. I want him to stand in and say, I prefer this over that, and the White House is unwilling to do that. They're letting the process work.
Well, the process doesn't work if he gets a bill on his desk that's not reform.
Got it.
And if they're talking about how they reformed health care, and there's a whole bunch of us in the progressive wing of the party saying, no, you didn't, I think they got a big problem. And the president's going to win re-election, I think, unless some really disastrous happens.
Sure.
But because people are excited about the president, they like the president, and so forth. But he's not going to have a majority to work with for the last 6 years of his term. And ask Bill Clinton what that was like.
You know, somebody said this to me yesterday on health care. We've been working for it for a long time. And you started up there and still one of the best plans in the country in Vermont. For universal health care, it is now or never. Do you see it that way? Our chances today?
Well, I would never say never, this is going to shape the kind of plan that we have. Is it going to be so expensive that we can't afford it? Or will we be able to make it work? And, a plan based on what we've been doing for the last 30 years, which is putting tons of money into the insurance companies, doesn't work.
How about this? Is this as close as we've ever come
This is as right. close as we've ever come, and this is as close as we're going to get for a long, long time if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because... And I don't think it should. I would vote with Bernie Sanders. I would vote to kill this bill if it does not have a public option, because that is doing harm to the nation. It's not just, well, there's going to be some of this. This is a harmful bill to the nation without a public option, because it's going to take trillions of dollars, trillions over several decades from our kids. The Republicans are right about the rhetoric of the bill, but if you get reform, you can fix it. If you don't get reform, you've got a system that we have today. You're gradually going to start uninsuring people because we're not going to have the money to maintain the system. And this cause, it does nothing to control costs. So we're right down to the nitty-gritty here. You either have a public option and you have a bill, or you don't really have a bill, and it's just politics as usual in Washington.
Without a public option, it's just a huge gift to the insurance companies.
That's correct, and Sanders is doing his patriotic duty by killing the bill if he can do it. I hope he does.
All right. Governor Howard Dean, you've been great on this issue. I thank you so much, and thank you for taking as much time as you have for our show. Enjoy your mug, your coffee, and your Yes We Can mug.
And, of course, I put Green Mountain Coffee Roasters, if I may shill for Vermont. The company.
Oh, yeah, we'll never stop you from that.
That's right.
All right, thanks so much, Howard.
Thanks,
all right.
Bye-bye.
Howard Dean, a great chair, a good friend, and just all-around great guy. But on this issue, he is so good. You heard him. He said, no, this bill, without a public plan option, vote against it. It is not worth it. It would do more harm than damage if it doesn't have a public plan option. Tell that to Ben Nelson. Tell that to Mary Landrieu. Tell that to Blanche Lincoln. Tell that to Joe Lieberman. 866-55-PRESS. Go, Howard Dean.
What is required of us now is a new era of responsibility.
The age of Obama.
A recognition on the part of every American that we have duties to ourselves, our nation, and the world.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
A car accident is bad enough, so that's why GEICO makes it easy to file a claim. You can do it online or over the phone. Then you go to geico.com to track your claim, view photos of the damage, or print an estimate. And for as long as you own your car, repairs are guaranteed when you use a GEICO-recommended repair shop. GEICO's easy-peasy, lemon-squeezy claim service, they call it. Okay, it's just me that calls it that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off Jockey 3-Pack Modern Classics, Seamless Waistband, 3D, Classics, Tall Men, Boxers, Couch, Elance. Stock up savings, perfect gifts. All Jockey Men's Underwear 25% off at your Jockey headquarters. Macy's, savings off regular prices. Sale ends January 3rd.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, they're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind the plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Here, what if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like an exclusive discounted rate at Hilton Hotels when booking online. Making your holiday travel plans? Now through December 31st, 2009, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 25% discount off Hilton's best available rate. That's 25% off just for being a cardholder. Cardholder. So make the best of this holiday season. To take advantage of this special Hilton offer, book your stay at participating Hilton hotels now at Visa.com/Hilton. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out a full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchase must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa Signature card.
Also, strong winds gusting along 76 east of Denver to the Nebraska state line. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool. A high around 47 degrees. Right now, 27 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Experience the all-new menu at Grand Lux Cafe, featuring an unforgettable selection of minis, bites, and tapas starting at $3.95 and big plates starting at $12.95. Don't forget their fresh baked-to-order desserts. Grand Lux Cafe, located in Park Meadows.
The Epworth Foundation, joined by Sam's Club and Walmart, would like to thank those who supported Saturday's Daddy Bruce Randolph Thanksgiving food basket distribution. This year, the demand was overwhelming. Unfortunately, donations have fallen $52,000 short of the budget, and the Epworth Foundation still needs your generosity during this holiday season. Be part of the magic. To donate, go to denverfeedafamily.org or call 303-296-6287. That's 303-296-6287.
Do you have a tax problem with the IRS and not sure where to turn? Have you been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, or have they seized your Social Security, disability checks? You don't have to be a victim anymore. Since 1997, Tax Defense Network has helped thousands of honest taxpayers negotiate a rock-bottom offer with the IRS, and we can help you too. Stop being the target of the IRS collection machine and let Tax Defense Network's team of attorneys work for you. There are no retainer fees or hidden fees, and we will not take on your case unless we know we can help. And that's a promise. And with the highest A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you can call Tax Defense Network with confidence. The call is free, and the consultation with one of our experts is free. Call now.
1-800-282-6441. That's 1-800-282-6441.
Leave your IRS problems to us and start enjoying life today. Call now.
1-800-282-6441. 1-800-282-6441.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 47.com. Freedom47.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Those approaches into downtown are really starting to bunch up for us, especially westbound 76, 74th Avenue down to 270. Eastbound 270, full York to Vasquez, speeds dropping into the 30s and 40s there. Same deal southbound 2 1/4 Colfax to Alameda, and on southbound I-25 in the usual spots, North Glen, again close to downtown after Park Ave. One crash, 120th and Sable. Your forecast, sunny with light winds and highs in the upper 40s. Our current downtown temperature is 27 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Experience the all-new menu at Grand Lux Cafe, featuring an unforgettable selection of minis, bites, and tapas starting at $3.95 and big plates starting at $12.95. Don't forget their fresh baked-to-order desserts. Grand Lux Cafe, located in Park Meadows.
The Epworth Foundation, joined by Sam's Club and Walmart, would like to thank those who supported Saturday's Daddy Bruce Randolph Thanksgiving Food Basket Distribution. This year, the demand was overwhelming. Unfortunately, donations have fallen $52,000 short of the budget, and the Epworth Foundation still needs your generosity during this holiday season. Be part of the magic. To donate, go to DenverFeedAFamily.org or call 303-296-6287. That's 303-296-6287.
Do you have a tax problem with the IRS and not sure where to turn? Have you been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, or have they seized your Social Security, disability checks? You don't have to be a victim anymore. Since 1997, Tax Defense Network has helped thousands of honest taxpayers negotiate a rock-bottom offer with the IRS, and we can help you too. Stop being the target of the IRS collection machine and let Tax Defense Network's team of attorneys work for you. There are no retainer fees or hidden fees, and we will not take on your case unless we know we can help. And that's a promise. And with the highest A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you can call Tax Defense Network with confidence. The call is free, and the consultation with one of our experts is free. Call now.
1-800-282-6441. That's 1-800-282-6441.
Leave your IRS problems to us and start enjoying life today. Call now.
1-800-282-6441. 1-800-282-6441.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
5532.
Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour. Happy Tuesday, November 24. The Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live, coast to coast, from our radio studio on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. A lot of activity out there on the political front. Glenn Beck saying he is launching a whole new series of political activity, conventions and rallies and voter registration drives, and maybe even getting involved in some races like he did up in New York's 23rd. Sarah Palin's out on her book tour. And the teabaggers are wondering what the hell to do next. Covering all of it for Politico is our good friend Ken Vogel joining us here on the Bill Press Show. Hey, Ken, good morning.
Hey, great to be with you, Bill.
You've been writing a lot of good stuff lately about, first of all, Glenn Beck. What the hell is he up to?
Well, as far as I could tell, he is trying to sell books, is the clearest answer. I mean, the guy is a sort of at heart a personality. He's kind of a shock jock, if you will.
A huckster.
He has, however, struck a chord that resonates with the sort of disaffected conservative base out there, the Tea Partiers, if you will. He even has his sort of own branch of the Tea Party movement, this so-called 9-12 movement that takes its name from a broadcast that he did in March where he said that Americans should return to the sort of united America that we had after 9-11, the day after 9-11 on 9-12, but then he also has these corresponding set of nine principles and 12 planks or something like that, or maybe it's nine planks and 12 principles that he thinks that America and Americans should really embrace. And it's this sort of populist anti-government with a little bit of a conservative religious twinge in there, kind of rhetoric that we hear a lot on his television show, but that he is now promising he is going to really put into action to some extent by trying to mobilize these 9-12 groups that have sprung up, possibly as many as hundreds of them across the country in this real disorganized format.
So clearly he stated his intention to get out of the studio. You're right. He's selling books while he's doing it, but he wants to build a political movement. So my question to you is, do you think, is this going to include endorsing candidates, getting into congressional races or Senate races, endorsing candidates? And if so, doesn't he have a problem at some point, or Fox News have a problem with the FCC?
I think that those things could come into play. I think that he definitely could branch out into endorsing candidates. We see Mark Levin, the conservative talker, kind of leading the way down that road towards a sort of more activist right-wing sort of talk show presence, and Beck has signaled that he might be willing to go that route as well. The FCC issue is certainly one to consider. However, I think a clearer issue might be who's going to pay for this, and are there campaign finance law implications? With Fox in particular, corporations cannot give to any overtly partisan activities, whether it's voter registration drives that have the clear intent of helping a given candidate or a given party, or whether it's airing ads supporting a given candidate or a given party. And Fox News hosts the website of this 9-12 project, Glenn Beck's 9-12 project, though it is run by his own sort of personal production company called Mercury Radio Arts. Nevertheless, both Fox and Mercury could find themselves running afoul of campaign finance laws if Beck takes this 9-12 project in a more overtly partisan way, to mention the FCC implications you talked about.
Well, you also have to ask whether or not this is a way of building a base for Glenn Beck's own run for whatever. I mean, Lou Dobbs has admitted that he's thinking about running in 2012 for president, God forbid. But do you think this is Glenn Beck's, whether president or Senate, do you think politics, he wants to run for office?
It's tough to tell at this point. I mean, I said kind of facetiously that he's trying to sell books, and I should clarify that. I do believe that he, clearly has some ideological leanings that make this kind of a logical step in some ways for him. It's unclear, though, whether he's going to go that additional step to throw his own hat in the ring. He has been so reluctant, we should point out, even as this sort of populist movement has sort of held him up as a leader and sort of sprung up around him, he has been reluctant to claim his place as the leader of this movement. He said several times in the run-up to the September 12th march in Washington this year that many folks, we were down on them all, many folks said they were there because of Glenn Beck, and they helped Glenn Beck for president signs. Even then, though, he said, I'm not the leader of this movement. These people are leading it themselves. And, that's really a nice thought, but clearly these folks are looking to him for a leader. And I think the Tea Party movement, the 9-12 movement, whatever you want to call it, is sort of suffering by lack of a leader. And it would need a leader, or at least an organization, to kind of take it to the next level, where it goes from just the crazy protest that we see on the street to electing people in congressional districts, state house districts, even mayoral races.
Senior political writer Ken Vogel from Politico.com here on the Bill Press Show. Now, you have written more recently about the Tea Party's, where they go from here, and that there's actually a sort of a split forming among the Tea Party followers.
Yeah, there are actually several splits. It's really interesting because it sort of puts the lie to this notion that this was a manufactured, you know, Washington-based manufactured AstroTurf movement, if you will, that was coming from one or two groups that were funded by lobbyists. You know, that so these groups may have, in fact, had a role in facilitating this. Freedom Works, the Dick Armey group, is the one that sort of held up most often. But there's no doubt that this is a grassroots movement at its heart, and that is really evidenced by the fact that there are extreme divisions within the movement that we're seeing reveal themselves now about where to take the movement, whether it should be a sort of issue-based movement where they're just opposing health care or opposing, you know, cap and trade, or whether it should sort of branch out and actually endorse or oppose candidates. And if it does branch out into elective politics, whether it should support Republican candidates or exclusively independent candidates. Mm-hmm. And some of these rifts, combined with sort of the personality rifts that you see in any large and perhaps more disorganized movement, have led to really some nasty disputes and splits within the movement that I think really threaten the sort of potential impact of it going forward, certainly the sustainability of it.
Well, the New York Times, I don't know whether you had a chance to see it yet this morning, New York Times reports that that the representatives of the Teabaggers, basically, including Dick Armey, led by him, they want the Republican Party now to adopt a 10-point this sort of goes back to what you're saying, echoes maybe what Glenn Beck is saying, right? They've got 10 points, they're going to say, for to be acceptable to conservatives, Republicans have to agree to these two, at least 7 out of 10 of these points. And if they don't, then no money, no endorsement, the Republican Party has to cut them off. I mean, this is the ultimate saliva test for candidates running as a Republican. So do you see this is where the teabaggers are leading?
Well, certainly that would be one option. And what that does is sort of co-opts to some extent, allows the Republican Party to co-opt the Tea Party movement without these Tea Party activists sort of losing face. You know, they could say, yeah, well, we're going to support Republicans, but it's only because they agree to support our 10-point pledge or Glenn Beck's 9-principle, 12-plank pledge or whatever.
But it's also the tail wagging the dog, isn't it? I mean,
it is, but I don't think that they'll go for it, frankly. I talked to a lot of these activists and leaders around the country, both at the 9/12 march and subsequently folks who I've connected with, you know, from Northern Colorado to Southern Texas to California. And they just don't like the Republican Party either. They don't like the Democrats, certainly. They're motivated by, you know, the direction that they see Barack Obama, the Democratic Congress, taking the country. But they don't like the Republicans either. And I don't think that any 10-point pledge, 9-point, 12-principle pledge is going to bring them on board at this point. It's really a challenge for the Republican Party. How do they harness this energy without either being seen as dragged too far to the right and therefore marginalized with swing or independent voters? But at the same time, you know, how do they show these people, these perhaps newly activated people, that they have their best interests at heart?
Let me ask you this. You've talked to a lot of Republicans, I'm sure, establishment Republicans, elected officials. Are any of them nervous about the impact of these teabaggers on the party?
Absolutely. And you see that from, you know, I think manifests itself in Lindsey Graham's dismissal of Glenn Beck, prompted a sort of huge outcry on the right. Of course, he also is getting hounded for supporting some version of a cap and trade plan. But yeah, they're nervous and they're sort of juggling this this conundrum. And you see that they don't necessarily want to like co-opt this movement, because the politicians who have done so, they may be very popular on the right. You know, Jim DeMint comes to mind, maybe Mike Pence, but they're also a little bit marginalized, even within their own caucus. They're really leading the way, many Republican strategists feel, towards kind of a civil war. You don't want, you know, it's fine to have Pat Toomey, you know, it's fine to have a GOP primaries in some states in which there is a sort of mainstream candidate that has a better chance of winning, say, a Charlie Crist in Florida is being challenged by a darling of the Tea Party movement like a Marco Rubio. But if you have that in every state, you're really you're hurting your party. You're making two hurdles. You're making a hurdle of clearing a primary that may drag the eventual winner so far to the right or so damage that eventual winner that they stand even less of a chance in the second and more important battle in the general election.
Well, as a Democrat, I just hope the Republicans spend all their time fighting against each other. You know, the Civil War in the Republican Party I find very amusing to watch, and you do a great job covering it, Kent. Thanks so much for keeping on top of it all. We'll be back to you again soon, I'm sure.
All right. Great, I hope so, Bill.
Thanks, Kent. Ken Vogel, Politico.com.
Visit BillPressShow.com, the only place for Bill's podcasts and commentary. The virtual home of the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off Jockey 3-Pack Modern Classics, Seamless Waistband, 3D, Classics, Tall Man, Boxers, Pouch, Elance. Stock up savings, perfect gifts. All Jockey Men's Underwear 25% off at your Jockey headquarters. Macy's, savings off regular prices. Sale ends January 3rd.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment, and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There's holiday shopping. Then there's Sam's Club holiday shopping.
Sam's Club member Tina Mazzell on the Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
I mean, they have amazing prices on the best gifts.
Like HD TVs and diamond earrings.
There's even a complimentary breakfast. All holiday shopping should be so rewarding.
Look for the newspaper insert Thanksgiving Day or at samsclub.com. Then visit the Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event starting at 5 a.m. Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can, with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want, and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
12 minutes before the top of the hour now, the Bill Press Show, Tuesday, November 24. Go to the website. Join the crowd at the website, BillPressShow.com. We have posted for you, Peter and Dan did, I had nothing to do with it, the almost nude photos of Levi Johnston under today's links, towel strategically placed in the right place at the right time there. They're shower photos, I can just tell you that, because I was shown them by our...
against your will.
Pornographic staff. Anyhow, at BillPressShow.com. There, you don't have to buy the magazine. You can find them on our website. While you're there, just to make this legitimate, sign up for a podcast. Buy yourself a monthly or a yearly subscription to the podcast, and you'll never miss any part of the Bill Press Show. Big day at the White House today. Received the updated schedule here from the press office because of the rain in Washington today. A formal greeting of the Prime Minister of India and his wife by President Obama and Michelle Obama will take place in the East Room, not at the North Portico of the White House, because it's rainy and drippy in Washington today. And then the President and the Prime Minister meet in the Oval Office. Then they'll come back to the East Room. I'll be there for a joint news conference at 11:30 a.m. East Coast time. And then this evening is the Obama's first state dinner, honoring the Prime Minister Manmohan Singh of India and his wife in a big, huge pavilion. I mean, this is the monster pavilion they built in back of the White House on the South Lawn. So big doings at the White House today. Meanwhile, on the political front, the war continues between Congressman Patrick Kennedy and his bishop, Thomas Tobin, up in Providence, Rhode Island. The bishop yesterday going on CNN to say that, of course, he has a right to deny communion to Congressman Kennedy because Kennedy has been a pro-choice vote, and Kennedy has no right to receive communion.
Nobody has an absolute right to receive Holy Communion or an absolute right to receive any of the sacraments. You have to be properly disposed. You have to be properly prepared.
And the bishop says you have to obey the rules of the church, especially if you're an elected official.
That's especially true with someone in public spotlight like the congressman, who is in a position to influence legislation and whose behavior can cause scandal.
Uh-huh. Which does, of course, raise the question why the bishop and other bishops haven't been out there laying down the law when it comes to other issues like the death penalty. You know what? If these bishops really read the Gospels, they would be out there saying, you can't go to communion if you vote against health care reform. If they really knew what Jesus Christ was all about, that's what they'd be saying. They'd say, you cannot go receive the sacraments if you vote against a public plan option. Then they would have the right message. This guy is way, way off base. Meanwhile, Sarah Palin continues running around the country on her bus, selling books. She even was allowed, I think this is outrageous, and you should too as a taxpayer, she was allowed to hold a book signing event on a military base, Fort Bragg, down in North Carolina. Why the hell was she allowed to hold a political rally, which is what she's holding, that's what these book signings are, on a military base? Yeah, but if you think that the people who bought her book know anything more than she does about the issues, listen to this little montage of Sarah Palin groupies at the book signing.
She's the epitome of conservativeness. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, if the Republican Party doesn't back her, it doesn't matter because she's going to get the presidency.
And do you hope she runs for president?
I'd love it. I would like to see her be our first female president.
What are some particular issues of Sarah's that you would like to see her move to office?
Oh, gee. Help me out here, guys.
Fairness. Realness.
But any policies, I guess, specifically that you of hers?
I can't think of the policies right off the bat.
She's someone who can make a difference.
Yeah. What differences would you like to see her make?
I don't know. I guess I never really thought about it.
What are her proposals for health care?
I'm not really sure.
Well, what are some issues of hers that you agree with?
I'm not sure where you're going with that. What issues?
How about foreign policy? Yeah, what do you like policy. To see her do in terms yeah. of foreign policy?
To be honest with you, I don't know anything about her foreign policy.
That's all right. She doesn't know anything about foreign policy either, but she is the essence of conservativeness. No doubt about that.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is your...
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry Fish Oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
All right, on this Tuesday, what am I saying? November 24, my parting shot for today. Nobody likes more taxes, but here's one idea you'd better brace yourself for. A new war tax to pay for sending more troops to Afghanistan. At the White House yesterday, Robert Gibbs insisted the president hasn't yet decided on how he'd pay for a decision he hasn't made yet, which makes sense. But he did say that, like health care, the president would not just send more troops to Afghanistan without including a plan on how to pay for them. He would not, in other words, simply pile more debt onto the already overloaded budget deficit the way George Bush did. As one way to pay for more troops, Gibbs did not endorse a war tax, but he didn't rule it out either. And that's significant because three different House chairmen and Senate Armed Services Chairman Carl Levin have proposed a war tax as the only way to pay for more troops in Afghanistan. Again, nobody likes more taxes, but seems to me if we are going to have a wider war in Afghanistan, it's only fair that all Americans chip in to help pay for it. Look, you can't have it both ways. You can't be for the war in Afghanistan and against a war tax. That's my parting shot for today. I'm Bill Preston. I'll be down there at the White House today for the news conference with the Prime Minister and the President at 11:30 East Coast time. The big state dinner tonight. We'll talk all about it right here tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
Want to
add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000 this weekend only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Stetopani. President Obama's 10th meeting on what to do now in Afghanistan will be his last.
The president has now made his decision. He will present it to the nation next week, probably Tuesday after Congress returns, in a nationally televised speech.
The revised strategy is expected to call for sending as many as 35,000 additional troops to fight in Afghanistan. CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant.
It won't be sold to the country as a surge or troop increase, even though it is likely to involve more troops. The White House intends to sell this as a strategy to get the U.S. out of Afghanistan over an extended period of time, but on a definite timetable.
There's a problem with one batch of H1N1 flu vaccine, 172,000 doses. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker, what sort of problem?
Allergic reactions, one or two per vaccine batch, is about what doctors would expect. But Canada's CTV reports the suspect batch, which was all distributed in Canada, has been linked to six or seven cases of potentially life-threatening anaphylaxis. So GlaxoSmithKline's pulling the batch to see what, if anything, is wrong. The World Health Organization says it's aware of the reports, but is not changing its recommendations on the H1N1 vaccine. Frank?
More than 2 million cribs with drop-down sides could pose a deadly hazard.
Parents should check out the crib in which their child is sleeping. If it's a Storkcraft crib, we want them to discontinue the use of that crib until the pull-down side can be repaired.
Consumer Product Safety Commission Chairwoman Inez Tannenbaum says the company will send parents new hardware that will keep the side rails from coming down in a way that could trap and suffocate a baby. A fresh reading on the economy is in, and it shows that business grew at a 2.8% annual rate in the summer months. That's down from the previous estimate of 3.5%. And this late word is just in. U.S. home prices are up for the fourth month in a row. The holiday shopping season is off to a so-so start. Clothing and luxury goods weren't moving in the first half of November, but retail industry consultant Bert Flickinger says TVs and other electronics were hot.
Electronics are going up because innovation is driving demand, and the demand in consumer electronics has come roaring back both for the holidays and in general.
Here in New York, a disabled youngster who was scolded at school went underground for 11 days until a policeman found him in a train station. CBS's Sean Adams tells us what happened to 13-year-old Francisco Hernandez.
He sought refuge on the New York City subways. His Asperger's syndrome makes social interaction difficult. He slipped into a stupor and rode through four boroughs for 11 days, subsisting on potato chips, jelly rolls, and bottled water. His mother, Maricela Garcia, searched the subway lines in vain.
I never found it.
Even the Mexican consulate joined the search. Francisco's parents want to know, how could their son go unnoticed for so long in the city that never sleeps?
S&P futures are up a point and a half. This is CBS News.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
New Samsung HD TV.
Yep, got a sweet deal on it too because of Black Friday.
Dude, Black Friday is still a few days away. Gotta challenge that one.
Hey, ref, throwing a red flag.
After reviewing the play, Samsung is offering incredible values on select HD TVs for the entire week of Black Friday. The amazing deal stands.
Told ya.
Get great Black Friday values by saving hundreds on select Samsung HD TVs from November 22nd to the 30th. Samsung.
That's how I see it.
For more info, visit Samsung.com/Black Friday.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. A juvenile suspected of joining several other people in videotaping a series of robberies and assaults in Denver has been arrested in Indiana. Authorities are looking for one more suspect. He is 18-year-old Alan Ford. Ford is among 35 black men and boys accused of attacking white and Hispanic men in downtown Denver and robbing them. A meeting to discuss progress in the case of a murdered CU grad student drew a packed crowd in Centennial last night. Authorities have come up with few leads in the death of 23-year-old Andrew Graham. His body was found November 6th in the Willow Creek subdivision. Investigators believe the shooting was a random, isolated incident. A Denver judge has refused to revoke the bond of a woman accused of drunk driving and killing two Connecticut librarians on their way to the airport. Sandra Jacobson was arrested and sent to jail last week after she was allegedly spotted driving away from a college class she was attending. Prosecutors say that violated the conditions of her bond. In sports, the Avs beat the Philadelphia Flyers 5-4 last night. Tonight, the Nuggets are at home at the Pepsi Center against the New York Nets. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where volume is lighter than usual for a Tuesday morning at this time. You will find some speed start to dip just a little bit southbound I-25 coming up on 84th, then again downtown. That also on the southbound side of I-25, but again, no significant delays. Surface Street accident, 6th and Tower, Hampton and University, that's heading east. That one's just coming in. They're mopping up a crash at Colfax and Osage. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid-40s today as well as sunny skies. Currently 21 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000 this weekend only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
One thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
706 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. We got a couple more days until Thanksgiving. We are going to be all over the map today. At 8, we're going to check in with the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council to talk about the Fort Hood shootings, the anti-Obama billboard, the re-arisal, if that's even a word, of the hate fest, the angry white hate fest here in Colorado. That's at 8. At 9, we'll check in with Media Matters about the latest trends in the right-wing media. My guess is it's going to have something to do with Sarah Palin. And then at 9:30, populist writer and now Puffin Foundation Award winner Jim Hightower on the show at 9:30. In this first hour, we are going to be talking a little bit about Afghanistan and whether you should have to pay higher taxes if President Obama decides to escalate the war. That is the new proposal out there right now that Democrats are pushing, a war surtax, and not just a surtax on millionaires or the wealthy, a war surtax on everyone. So that and more today here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Also, we are going to do our inaugural website contest. In the next, I'd say in the next hour, I am going to announce that we are posting a question, a trivia question, on our website on the J. Marvin page at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. I'm going to announce that I've posted a question on the website, and the first person who instant messages us the correct response to this trivia question will get a free signed copy of my last book, The Uprising. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be our first. We're going to see how this works, a little web-based trivia question. But first, let's do our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So we said we're going to start out with Afghanistan. Let's just update you on where we are on the whole debate over Afghanistan. Pressure builds over Obama's Afghanistan plan as President Obama nears a decision on a troop increase for the war in Afghanistan. The New York Times says he's facing increasingly vocal criticism from senior congressional Democrats over the war's cost, the size of the United States troop commitment, and the reliability of America's allies. President Obama met with his war council for 2 hours yesterday, his ninth such session, and aides said perhaps the final meeting before he announces his decision, which is expected in a speech now on December 1st. In Congress, General McChrystal and the U.S. ambassador are both set to testify on the war next week. Of course, McChrystal has been pushing for a massive escalation in Afghanistan, eerily similar to General Westmoreland during Vietnam, campaigning through the Joint Chiefs of Staff for an escalation during Vietnam. That was the topic of Bill Moyer's PBS special this past weekend. Listening to those Lyndon Johnson tapes, it's really, really haunting. Joe Lieberman back in the news again. The Hill newspaper reports, 1 year after retaining his chairmanship gavel, Lieberman is now threatening the health care bill. President Obama and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid had played major roles in allowing Senator Lieberman to retain his committee gavel in 2008, his chairmanship. 1 year later, Lieberman could end up killing Obama's and Reid's number one priority, enacting health care reform. Lieberman once again reiterating that he will kill the health care bill through a filibuster if it includes a public option. And, of course, Democrats not throwing him out of their caucus, empowering him with a committee chairmanship. By the way, he's using that committee chairmanship to push now Republican charges that the Obama administration somehow allowed the Fort Hood tragedy to happen. And I just have to say about Joe Lieberman.
You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you...
I think that's going to be our patented Joe Lieberman sound from now on. I think every time I mention Joe Lieberman, we're just going to play that sound over and over and over again. But yes, you see what happens, Democrats, when you empower somebody like Joe Lieberman. This is what happens. To the Treasury Department, the headline, Treasury rethinking the TARP bailout. Big banks are roaring back at the crisis's edge last year. They are repaying billions of dollars dumped into their vaults to rescue them. Dividend checks are accumulating at the Treasury. Taxpayers won't recoup the full sum of the government's unprecedented infusion to the financial sector. But now, the Treasury Department is saying it may stop lending money to banks that aren't then lending it out to consumers. Wow. Well, I guess a year late is better late than never. A lot of anger now at Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. And this is maybe the craziest story I've ever read. Really, this is one of those I have to vomit in my mouth stories here. The New York Post reporting, as support for Treasury Secretary Geithner wanes on Capitol Hill amid frustration with the Obama administration's handling of the economy, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is emerging as a potential replacement. Sources tell the New York Post that a number of policymakers have begun mentioning Dimon as a successor to Geithner, whose standing in Washington has suffered because of the country's high unemployment rate. Last week, Geithner faced withering attacks on Capitol Hill. Dimon has achieved somehow rock star status during the financial crisis. So if you didn't think it could get any worse, that's right. Capitol Hill and the Obama administration now, according to the New York Post, considering appointing the CEO of one of the biggest investment banks in the world as Treasury Secretary. As I always say here, every day I go to sleep thinking I've seen the craziest stuff that I've ever seen, and then I wake up and I see even crazier stuff. This is a good example of that. AP reports new FBI data shows a sharp increase in hate crimes based on anti-gay and religious bias. Overall, the numbers of reported hate crimes increased about 2% from last year. These same figures show a nearly 11% increase in hate crimes based on sexual orientation and a nearly 9% increase in hate crimes based on religion. As I said at 8, we're going to talk to the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council about how that may or may not affect the Muslim community here in our state. And there is a lot of news about potential hate crimes with those gang arrests downtown in Denver. We'll get into that and more in the 8 a.m. hour, so stick around for that. To some local news. The campaign for governor, Scott McGinnis, loses most of his major primary challenges in the Republican contest for governor. The headline in the local papers and on local blogs is that he has now got a clear path to the Republican nomination. This is a funny little story up on Politics West over at the Denver Post. The Republican candidate may speak out against federal spending, but today he unveiled the new conservative Republican agenda at a Denver business, yep, that benefited from the stimulus package. RK Mechanics in Denver was a subcontractor on a $2.7 million stimulus project for work on the National Institute of Technology and Standards building in Boulder. When asked by the Durango Herald at the press conference today, McGinnis declined to discuss whether he supported the stimulus bill or that specific stimulus contract. "I haven't looked at it yet," McGinnis said. "If you give me a chance to look at it, I'll take a look at it. I like to talk about things I know about." Well, maybe one thing you ought to know about is that you shouldn't be railing on federal spending and holding your campaign rollout at a place that is benefiting from the federal spending you are attacking. A couple more local stories here. This is in the Denver Post business section. Colorado's cache of unclaimed property, money, and valuables that people have long forgotten or that simply bypassed them has become a popular hunting place in these tough economic times. The number of people inquiring about unclaimed property is up more than 30% from July to Friday compared with the same period last year. So people looking for unclaimed property here in Colorado. And our final local news story here. Excel removes the executive perks from its rate requests. A night in the luxury Prince de Galles Hotel in Paris, dinner at Frasca in Boulder, a round of golf at Inverness Hotel and Golf Course, seats at a Colorado Avalanche game. Priceless? Well, they are now, as far as Xcel Energy customers are concerned, since the utility agreed to remove $280,000 in food perks and travel from its pending $136 million Colorado electricity rate request. So that's good news. We don't have to pay for those perks at Xcel. So a little bit of good news there in the local papers. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, so what we're going to do here is open up a discussion about this proposal now, moving forward, at least inching forward on Capitol Hill, a proposal to tax everybody if President Obama escalates the war in Afghanistan, a war surtax. What do you think about this? Is this fair? Is this not fair? And this tax, not just going to fall on millionaires. This tax would fall on everybody making $30,000 or more. It would gradually increase as you move up the income ladder, but a tax on everybody. I know there's a lot of you out there who oppose the Afghanistan war. Are you willing to pay a new tax to fund an escalation? Or are you going to be outraged at having to pay a new tax to fund an escalation? This is kind of one of those issues that's going to split the right and left, right? Because progressives largely oppose escalating the war, but are not usually comfortable with railing on the idea of paying taxes. The right strongly supports an Afghan escalation, but hates taxes. So where do you come down? Do you think we should have to pay, all of us, the middle class, the working class, should have to pay a new tax to fund an escalation in Afghanistan if that's what President Obama decides to do? 303-713-7600. I'm really particularly interested in conservatives, in the budget hawks. Conservatives out there who say that they are worried about debt, but they simultaneously want an escalation in Afghanistan to, quote-unquote, fight the terrorists. Are you willing to pay a big new tax to fund the war in Afghanistan? 303-713-7600. We'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo, and I will fill you in on a little side note that I want to fill you in on about healthcare Tea Party protesters shouting down, screaming at and shouting down a woman who was recounting her tale of how her daughter-in-law, her pregnant daughter-in-law, died because she lacked health care. I'll fill you in on that, tell you where to get the video on that. But we will open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo as well to discuss this Afghanistan question after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Things pretty busy on 25 heading southbound from 104th to 84th, again from 70 past Spear. Northbounders, not very many problems right now. Breeze as you're traveling across the Tech Center into downtown. Maybe a little heavy there after Washington Street. A few accidents to avoid, 6th and Tower. Eastbound Hamden at University and one downtown at 18th and Lincoln. If you're heading to Boulder, things are pretty decent on the turnpike right now. Eastbounders, though, going to struggle from Federal to 25. In the high country, I-70, wet, slushy, snow-packed, and icy in spots between Georgetown and Vail. Also some heavy winds gusting on 76 east of Denver to the Nebraska state line. Forecast, sunny with light winds, highs in the upper 40s. Our current downtown temperature is 24 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shop smarter this holiday season at OfficeDepot.com and get free next business day shipping in our local delivery area on qualifying orders of $50 or more. Office Depot is the top 30 smart gifts that were hand-selected as the smartest gift ideas at great holiday prices. So now you can get the smartest gifts at great prices and the smartest shipping at an even better price, free. Give more, spend less. Office Depot. For more smart deals, visit OfficeDepot.com. Order by 5 p.m. local time and your qualifying order of $50 or more will be delivered free the next business day in our local delivery areas. Some furniture and technology and special order items are excluded. Restrictions apply. See OfficeDepot.com for full details.
Surround her with the strength of your love with the Love's Embrace collection, now at Jared.
That's Jared.
Jared is proud to present the new Love's Embrace collection, diamonds in a design created to capture the comfort found in each other's arms. This holiday, there is surely no more romantic gift. Available as necklaces, rings, or earrings, starting at just $79.99. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
No matter how expensive they are, and if you want to lose your back pain now, lose your bed and join a revolution in sleep known as the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. The first bed in history that calibrates the precise zone of comfort and support your body needs. In clinical studies, an amazing 93% said it relieved their back pain. You won't find the Sleep Number Bed at an ordinary bed store. Because it isn't ordinary, you'll only find it at a Sleep Number center. Visit one today. Or whenever you feel like losing your back pain.
Select Comfort Sleep Number centers are in most major malls, including Cherry Creek and the Promenade Shops at Sentara and Loveland.
On a tight budget? Most of us are, just like schools and youth programs. But you can help and save money. Buy an e-book for $10 and save up to $20 on groceries from King Soopers, over $8 on Comcast on-demand movies, Copper Mountain and Winter Park 2-for-1 lift tickets, their best season pass deal, and much more. $6 from every $10 purchase supports local education. Get your e-book while supplies last at King Soopers or visit eduproject.com.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000 this weekend only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman Program, you know how if you have to repeat a behavior long enough, it becomes a habit? Same goes for the banksters. CNBC's Charles Gasparino will be here to talk about 3 decades of Wall Street greed and how we can help them kick the habit. Plus, credit card companies, what does the future hold for a massive consumer loan industry? Frontline's Lowell Bergman investigated, and you'll learn what we found out.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4, on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you willing to pay a new tax to fund an Afghanistan escalation? That's the question right now before Congress. This is a new proposal by my old boss, Congressman David Obey of Wisconsin, the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. And this is not just a tax on millionaires, folks. This is a tax. This would be a tax on everybody. And let me just read you some details about what this tax would entail. U.S. military spending in Afghanistan has reached $3.6 billion a month this summer, or more than $43 billion a year. That's just Afghanistan, according to the Congressional Research Service. And for every 1,000 troops added, it will add another $1 billion to the deficit just this year. For every 1,000 troops, it will add $1 billion to the deficit just this year. Now, this tax, let's talk about what this tax would do. It would create a 1% tax. Middle-class households earning between $30,000 and $150,000 would be asked to pay 1% on top of their top tax liability today. And this would result in about, I'm reading here in this case, I'm giving you an example, the first bracket, and it would be bracketed to move up over the income. The first bracket, which covers joint returns with a liability of up to $22,000, roughly corresponds with households earning up to $150,000. In this case, a 1% surtax is levied, so the maximum additional cost would be $226 in a year. The second bracket would apply to tax liability between $22,000 and $36,000, or roughly equivalent to joint returns for couples earning between $150,000 and $250,000. The third bracket, $250,000 or over. The rates in the second and third brackets would vary depending on how much needs to be raised to cover the prior year's war expenditures. So this is literally pay as we fight, pay as we escalate. If the costs were $68 billion, 9.8 billion in surtax revenues would come from the lowest bracket, from the working class, $9.7 billion from the second, and $28 billion from the top 1%. Is this something you'd be willing to support? 303-713-7600. And I'm particularly interested in hearing from conservatives who insist that they want to escalate the war, and they consider themselves budget hawks, but they are against raising taxes. Where are you? Where are you conservatives, you supposed budget hawks? 303-713-7600. I'm curious where you come down on this proposal. Come on into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. All right, we're going to head to the phones now. Let's, before we gong in the dojo, one other thing I want to tell you about on our website, and then we're going to go to the phones. Check our website right at the top of our page. Click over to am760.net and click over to the J. Marvin page. There is a video up there that we just uncovered. Somebody just sent to us showing video of a recent town hall meeting on health care. And it shows a woman telling her story about how her daughter-in-law, her pregnant daughter-in-law, died because she lacked health care. And you'll see the right-wing Tea Party protesters laughing at her and screaming at her and shouting her down. It's a really, really sick and disgusting video. But you got to see it just to know how crazy, really crazy and heartless the right wing, the hardcore right wing base in this country has become. That's over at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. And as I said, in the next couple of minutes here, we're going to do an online trivia question. We're going to post a trivia question to our website over at am760.net on the J. Marvin page. And the first person to instant message us will win a free signed copy of my last book, The Uprising. So again, that's over at am760.net. Okay, we're going to turn to the phones. Let's gong in the AM760 Progressive Dojo.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No!
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No!
Defeat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No!
Okay, the AM760 Progressive Dojo is open. Do you support a new tax on everybody, on all income earners, to pay for an escalation in Afghanistan if that's what President Obama decides to do militarily. 303-713-7600, Victor in Lakewood. You're on AM 760.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I'm with the state Green Party, the Green Party of Colorado, and I'm just amazed how the Democrats and the Republicans just, I believe that they should be persecuted under the RICO Act. They're corrupt. They somehow bamboozled, well, the Democrats, people into thinking that we are going to get out of Afghanistan when in fact we are there for the long haul. We have permanent bases. What are we doing? I don't see that being debated. What are we supposed to be doing in Afghanistan?
Well, Victor, I don't think it's fair, frankly, and I don't say this with any, I'm not happy about this, but I don't think it's fair to say that that President Obama bamboozled people on Afghanistan because he did campaign saying that he was probably going to escalate this war. I don't think that's a good thing.
He worked for Henry Kissinger. He takes his orders from Henry Kissinger. Who did he work for when he got out of college? Who paid for his college tuition? Who paid for his campaign for a presidency? That's what people need to ask. That's what Democrats need to ask themselves. Do they really?
Victor, you're kind of speaking in non sequiturs here. My only point was that Barack Obama said on the campaign trail that he was going to escalate this war. Now, before you offer up some more non sequiturs, I just want to say, I don't think that's a good thing, right? I don't think it's a good thing that he campaigned saying that he wanted to escalate this war. I think escalating this war is...
Why did he want to escalate this war?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. But I'm trying to take what you just said. You said that Obama and the Democrats bamboozled people. And I'm just pointing out, and people need to know this, that President Obama did campaign saying he was going to escalate the war in Afghanistan. That's not a good thing. But he didn't bamboozle anybody. If you were paying attention, that's exactly what he said he was going to do.
Yes, I was paying attention. That's why I'm agreeing.
Oh, okay. And that's you're right. I just want to be clear, though. There's no lying here. I don't think there's any lying. Nobody's lied about this. President Obama campaigned on this. Now, I think a lot of people have a right and a responsibility, frankly, to speak up and say that that's not a good idea. That it's not a good idea to escalate the war in Afghanistan.
Yeah, so do you think the majority of the Democrats really want to escalate the war in Afghanistan?
No, absolutely not. No, Democratic voters? No, absolutely not. If you look at polls, absolutely not.
Right. That's why I hope people will take a good hard look at what the Democratic Party stands for, and the part of that is keeping other third parties off of the debates, shutting us out from the debates. And so, therefore, having a lock on the political debate in this country about what we should be doing as a country.
I absolutely agree. The more parties out there pushing the envelope, the better. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jim in Aurora. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
I am much before us getting out of both these invasions. But if we're going to be there, that should be paid for, and I'd like to see the tax. George Bush didn't have the courage to fund this through regular channels. It was always war supplementals, which was a ruse. I don't have to see the tax. I'd like to see somebody put up a draft and see how quickly these right-wing cowards who were so quick to send other children to die would back off from further nation-building efforts.
Yeah, it's a good point, and it's I go back and forth on that. I definitely am with you on the idea that, look, if we're going to escalate, which I oppose, if we're going to escalate, then we need to pay for it. If there's any silver lining at all in escalating this war, it should be to finally open up a discussion about revenues, about tax reform. And if this is the way... If this is the way it has to happen, then this is the way it has to happen. But you're absolutely right. I think that if we're going to escalate now, to your question, to your point about a draft, I mean, this is an important notion that I think people have forgotten, which is that when the end of the draft happened, it severed the general population from the costs and consequences in many cases of the wars that we wage in the name of crazy right-wing extremist neoconservatism. And I think the concept of a draft or discussing a draft brings up that deeper issue of how disconnected we are as a population from the costs and consequences of the war. And, you know, I mean, I'll just throw it back to you, Jim, and say, you know, but the problem is that I'm also against the concept of forcing people to put their lives on the line, potentially for wars and causes that they don't agree with.
Well, I am, too. I served in Vietnam, and I was involved in the draft, and I don't want to see a draft. But nobody else in this country sacrifices now except those in the military and their families. And I think that somehow has to be changed to where people will be more reluctant to enter us into invading another country.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, but again, you know, the concept is absolutely right, that if there's a more direct cost to the population for extremist foreign policy, adventurist wars, et cetera, then it's certainly more likely that we wouldn't have nearly the kinds of crazy foreign policies that we have. However, in the interim, in the transition, there's going to be people who are going to be forced to fight and die in wars that they oppose.
I understand that.
And you know, I just don't know if that's where we want to go. But you know, and you hear me. See, I'm not being a politician with the audience here. See, I go back and forth on this, and I'm willing to admit that I'm of different minds on this. And you know, it's like, you're so right. It's so easy to sit back here comfortably in a place like Denver, Colorado, or in Washington, D.C., and have politicians say, "Oh, we got to go get the terrorists in Afghanistan. Who cares about how many lives we lose? Because it's not your life, and it's not your kids' lives, and it's not your family members' lives, largely on the line. Of course, it is for military families, but for most of the population, it isn't." Hey, Jim, thanks so much for the call, man.
Thanks, David.
735 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check our website. We put up that video of that woman being screamed down when she recounts at a town hall meeting her story of her daughter-in-law losing her life, her pregnant daughter-in-law losing her life for lack of health insurance. The Tea Partiers scream her down. It's a new video out there, am760.net. We'll continue our discussion. Do you think you should have to pay a new tax on the working and middle class and on millionaires to fund an Afghanistan war escalation? That is the new proposal moving forward in Congress. Do you support it? And where are the conservatives who say that they're for escalating the Iraq war, for supposedly reducing the national debt, but against taxes? Where do you come down on those? Putting out an APB to the right-wingers in particular, but feel free, no matter what your political stripe is, to weigh in. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Normal stop and go, southbound 25, I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Also seeing it on 6th Avenue for those eastbounders coming in, Sheridan all the way down to 25. Turnpike busy, couple different spots, westbounders Sheridan to Church Ranch, eastbounders Federal to the interstate. A few crashes out there, five of them actually, 6th and Tower, 18th and Lincoln, Colorado near Leedsdale, one on Sable just south of 120th in Brighton, and finally eastbound Hamden at University in Englewood. Both the Pikes Peak shuttle lot and East Economy lot are nearing capacity out of DIA. People getting ready to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. Security wait time right now, just about 5 minutes. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy and cool, a high around 47 degrees. Right now, 24 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today at Safeway, you'll find thousands of new everyday low prices on the things you use every day. Now get everything on your list, all at the price you need. That's their promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
I stopped brushing in May 2003 and started Sonicare. I'm Alexa from Stamford, Connecticut. I'm an industrial designer and a mom and a Sonicare toothbrush user. With Sonicare, I always feel like I just left the dentist. My mouth feels really clean, and my checkups are great.
Take the pledge to stop brushing and start Sonicare, and enter for a chance to win free dental care for life in the amount of $25,000. Go to Sonicare.com/start. No purchase necessary. And 1231 prizes a $25,000 check. See rules at Sonicare.com/start.
Tom, go confidently.
For Denver's working poor,
2009 has been an especially difficult year.
16 million Americans way below the poverty line.
More than 31,000 families in our state lost their homes to foreclosure last month.
Middle-class Americans living paycheck to paycheck.
With a slow economy, more families are being forced to choose between paying the bills and putting food on the table. The Salvation Army provides much-needed meals and other vital resources. With so many visiting our food pantry for the first time, the shelves are going bare, and we need your help. Join the Salvation Army as we bring hope to those in need this holiday season. Your gift of $33 will help feed a family of four for an entire week. Just $33 will provide basic groceries, or perhaps the only toys their children will receive this holiday season. Please don't forget these families in need. Give food and hope now by calling 1-800-SAL-ARMY. That's 1-800-SALARMY. Or go online to am760.net.
It's Thanksgiving specials at Joseph A. Bank. A huge selection of luxurious leather jackets, $179. Every raincoat, $179. Select executive sport coats, $179. Even all executive suits, regularly $550, only $179. Plus, mix and match any two for $299. Consider all signature dress pants $99 or two for $150. And every traveler dress shirt, two for $99. The Joseph A. Bank Thanksgiving Sale. Suits, sport coats, even leather jackets, $179 or any two for $299.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Southlands, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Whoa! New Samsung HD TV!
Yep, got a sweet deal on it too because of Black Friday.
Dude, Black Friday is still a few days away. Gotta challenge that one.
Hey ref, throwing a red flag!
After reviewing the play, Samsung is offering incredible values on select HD TVs for the entire week of Black Friday. The amazing deal stands!
Told ya. Get great Black Friday values by saving hundreds on select Samsung HD TVs from November 22nd to the 30th. Samsung.
That's how I see it.
For more info, visit Samsung.com/Black Friday.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, I have posted the trivia question on our website, am760.net. Go to the J. Marvin page. Now our servers update sort of randomly, so it's going to be up there any moment now at am760.net on the J. Marvin page. It is a trivia question, and it relates, by the way, to the military and Afghan escalation debate that we're having here. I'm not going to read it on the air here. You got to go to our website, am760.net. First person who instant messages us a correct answer to this question wins a free signed copy of my book, The Uprising. So go to our website, am760.net. Right now, go over to the J. Marvin page. If you don't see it there on the top of the page, just reload. Keep reloading. It's going to post any minute now. I've just hit publish, but it sometimes takes a little time to update. And, oh, yeah, make sure in your instant message, when you instant message us, your answer to instant message is also your phone number, just so we have it to get in touch with you, and or your mailing address where we can send you this book. First person who instant messages us the right answer will win that. We'll go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. Do you support the idea of a new tax, a new war tax, to pay for a potential escalation in Afghanistan? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM760.
Hi, Dave.
Hey there.
I'm a liberal budget hawk, and I think that we should have that tax, and we should have it until we paid the entire cost of all the Bush wars. I can't think of a better way to pay for all the other things like healthcare than to get our troops out of everywhere that's not inside the U.S. But we got to pay for it. We've run up the credit card debt, and if we don't pay for it, we're going to keep paying interest on it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And the problem is if you're a liberal, are you comfortable or uncomfortable paying a new tax, especially one on working class and middle class people, to fund an escalation that maybe you don't support or maybe you sincerely oppose?
You know, I think that I don't want to say you have to separate the two, but just because we're doing wrong in one position doesn't mean we should also do wrong in the other.
Yeah, that's so you're right. Two wrongs don't make a right, right?
By paying the tax while at the same time strongly advocating to end the wars. And
well, let me pose it to you this way, and I think you're right. Two wrongs don't make a right. But does the idea of a higher and at some ways regressive tax, although I guess it's not a regressive tax, but it's going to hit everybody. Does the idea of higher taxes, even for people who are struggling to get by, does it make you even more opposed to the Afghanistan war, or do you, you know, it sort of doesn't change your opinion?
Well, you know, it's hard to be more opposed.
right.
You know, there was, Eisenhower had this quote about something to the effect of every rocket ever made and every warship ever launched is in its final sense a theft from those who hunger and are not clothed and those who do not have enough to eat. And, you know, the Republicans have lost that. But we've got to remember that, you know, every bullet we fire and every gallon of gas we ship to Afghanistan is somebody's baby dying because they don't have health insurance.
Yeah, no,
and
that.
So we're killing people with this.
Yeah, that's an important comparison. And I think it's really missed. And I will say this, that when we don't pay the taxes and we just run a thing like the Afghanistan war up on the credit card, it's hard to make that contrast. People don't feel that we're making a choice because we're just putting off the budgetary choice for later, a budgetary choice that you're right, the money could be going to fund things like health care. Hey, Josh, thanks for the call. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM760.
How you doing, Dave?
All right, man.
Hello, Dave.
Hey.
Being a former draftee, I can tell you don't want to know what it feels like and how it's almost like being given a potential death sentence for something you didn't commit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really one of the most intimidating experiences I've ever had in my life, and I'll tell you, I still haven't totally gotten over that whole thing myself.
The fact of the war itself, or are you specifically referring to being drafted?
Well, I learned a lot. I'll tell you what, Vietnam in some ways was a very great and experience for me, though I survived without a scratch, even though I was in a combat unit. The thing of it is that the idea of coming out of college when I did and realizing that I had no freedom, that my life was not my own, that it belonged to the U.S. government, and that I could not get out of that unless I went to Canada, I just can't explain, you know, and I went to a place called Tigerland, which is a Vietnam trainee camp down in Fort Polk, Louisiana. We used to call it Fort Puke. And it was really just, it just rips your soul apart when they're training, you know, I'll tell you, for that kind of a thing. When you know you're going to war and you know you're going to a combat unit. And I knew that from the day I started. So the thing of it is, I don't know, it's really, you can't explain it unless you went through it, but you don't want to know.
Yeah, no, and that's why I go back and forth about whether it's a draft is the right thing. I think the concept behind the draft, at least that the draft proponents have pushed, and there's been a bill in the Congress, by the way, pushed by, I believe it was Charlie Rangel, the Democrat, saying that there should be a draft. And obviously the underlying thrust of that is that it's the theory that if there's shared sacrifice for the decisions and costs of war, that the society will be less willing to either go along with a war or support a war. And I think the least you can do is make sure that everybody's chipping in to pay for it. And
well,
so,
well, David,
yeah.
The other thing, too, the fact is that it wasn't a fair thing because look at the people that got out of the war. I mean, basically Cheney and all those, and they're the ones who are more than willing to send other people to die for their cause. And the thing of it is, it's just like and I'll tell you the answer the conservatives would give you, that the only thing our tax dollars should be for is for war and is for the army, because if they want to pay for this war, we'll just get rid of all the human services in this country.
Yeah, and you know what? That's usually their argument. But the thing of it is that the deficit and the debt is so bad right now that it's just not credible to say that we could fund an Afghanistan buildup at $1 billion onto the deficit for every 1,000 troops. Folks need to remember that. $1 billion added to the deficit for every 1,000 troops we add. And that's just this year, $1 billion this year. So at this point, the costs for Afghanistan and the cost for the Pentagon budget are so astronomical that it's not a credible argument to say, well, we can shave a little bit off Medicare to fund this. We are so deep in the red right now that I don't think that argument is credible, although we haven't heard from conservatives yet this morning, and I put out an APB. If you're a conservative, I want to hear. 303-713-7600, give us a call and tell us if you can simultaneously support an Afghanistan war buildup, call yourself a deficit hawk, and oppose a tax to fund the war. Hey, Bob, thanks so much for the call, man. Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM760.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Thank you.
Morning.
Absolutely, taxes should be raised to fund this war and stuff like that. But I think also part of the discussion is the costs just aren't monetary.
Well, of course they're not monetary, and they're not only monetary. That's absolutely true. They're in lives of Afghanis, in lives of American soldiers, in how much it costs the families in terms of, when somebody comes home injured or maimed from the war. That's absolutely true. The question is, how do you connect some sense of shared sacrifice on behalf of the entire society? A draft, a tax,
absolutely.
Clearly that's a problem.
Absolutely. But even more than that, Dave, I would like to see the media report all the Afghanis that we're killing and maiming. And right now, that has been, banned from the media.
Yeah,
you have to dig to find those.
That's absolutely true, and I think it's really an immorality.
Agreed, absolutely.
But my the only thing I would throw back at you, and I'm guessing you don't disagree, my feeling is, unfortunately, call me a misanthrope, but my feeling is even if people knew that, even if Americans knew that, it's like they wouldn't necessarily really care. I really sincerely believe that. And again, maybe that's just the cynic in me, but I think that Americans, unfortunately, even here, we've heard news of, a million Iraqis are dead, and Americans doesn't seem to really move a huge majority of Americans. Maybe a tax will. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call. 750 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you support a new tax to fund an Afghanistan war escalation? Are you willing to pay a new tax? 303-713-7600. Also, check our website. As I said, our contest is now on. I've posted a trivia question to our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. First person to instant message us the right answer on this wins a free copy of my book. And you'll see the question relates to the Afghanistan war buildup and the Vietnam War buildup. See if you can answer it at am760.net on the J. Marvin page. Let's go to a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. The highway drive around town, pretty good for us right now. No accidents on the freeways. We do see some stop and go eastbound 6th Avenue, Sheridan to I-25. On 25, southbound side, pretty heavy normal spots. North Glen down through Thornton at 84th Avenue. Also from I-70 past Spear. Again, from Emerson Street up to Colorado Boulevard. The crash is 18th and Lincoln, Colorado near Bayard, and Sable just south of 120th. The forecast, sunny, light winds, and highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 24 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale this Friday starting at 4 a.m. for over 300 early bird specials. Plus, you'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Colorado listens, debates, and argues on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You also get perspective from David Sirota, Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, Mario Solis Marich, Randy Rhodes, and a host of others. AM760 is here for the community, and the community shows up here every day. If this was your ad, we'd be listening to it right now. Why not advertise on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk? Go to am760.net, keyword advertise.
Hey, it's Juliana Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you.
So guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers.
Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Oh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since you, Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. But hurry, this offer is only showing until December 6th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Dick Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
Rent-A-Center has a giant plasma TV or a powerful laptop computer for the same low price. That's what I call choices.
That's right, Magic. Hot holiday deals on great name brands from a large screen TV to a super fast laptop computer for less than $20 a week. No down payment, no credit needed. Our sales start 6 a.m. Friday and supplies are limited, so hurry.
Rent-A-Center, where your satisfaction is always guaranteed.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends November 28, 2009. Cannot be combined with any other offer. See rentacenter.com or store for complete details.
It's come back 66% from its lows in March. Don't wait for home prices to do the same thing or real estate prices. I'm not suggesting you invest in U.S. homes, but what I am suggesting is there are some asset classes out there run by professionals so you don't have day-to-day management. You can use regular money or IRA money. Don't wait until it's all the way back till you find out all about it. Give us a call today and we'll teach you about it.
The goal is to buy low and sell high, not buy high and sell low.
Well,
and that's why you got to have a strategy. The team at Presidential Brokers, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Give them a call today. All right, Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, David, thanks a lot.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation, 303-469-0808.
Which GPS gives you the easiest way to get to any address? Only TomTom. With just a few taps of a screen, TomTom quickly finds the most efficient route and guides you there with clear spoken directions. TomTom, go confidently.
Okay, I'm looking at our website, am760.net, and the question is now up there, the trivia question. First person to instant message us the answer wins a free signed copy of my book, The Uprising. So go to am760.net, click over to the J. Marvin page. We're talking about the Afghanistan war. Will you be willing to pay a war tax, an additional war tax, to fund an escalation? 303-713-7600. Kurt and Brighton. Kurt, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David. How are you?
All right.
Yeah, you asked for someone who was conservative to call in. You know, when Pat Buchanan ran for office, I had a hard time voting for him because I thought he was too liberal. So that gives you an idea of where I'm at on the conservative scale. That having been said, you know, it's interesting that one of your last callers commented about the Vietnam War. But I think a lot of people forget that it was a Democrat. It was JFK who started us down that long road. It wasn't a Republican president. You know,
you're talking about Vietnam.
Yeah, in Vietnam, yes.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And I think that people mistake that there's this whole idea that the Democrats hurt themselves on national security because they were quote unquote weak. Instead, and there's an analysis of this, and I can try to dig it back up, but there's an analysis of polling that shows that what actually killed Democrats on national security was exactly what you're talking about: escalating a wrong-headed war. It wasn't that they were too weak, it's that they were too pro-escalation. Hey, Kurt, thanks for making the point, and thanks for the call. All right, stick around. After the break, we're going to check in with the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council to talk about the Fort Hood shooting, the billboard here in state, and whether it is creating a racist and bigoted backlash. Stick around.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time, because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-560-9010. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-560-9010. That's 1-800-560-9010. 1-800-560-9010.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. They've still got a lot of lost ground to make up, but home prices are showing signs of a comeback. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index posted its fourth gain in a row in September, but the increase was hit and miss.
Areas like California are showing some very marked improvement. There are a few areas where we're not seeing very much improvement at all, Las Vegas being the most obvious.
S&P's Maureen Maitland says prices are still low enough to bring in the buyers.
As long as people have jobs, have good incomes, a lot of these homes are now affordable, and people are coming back into the market.
A revised government report shows the economy grew at a 2.8% annual rate in July, August, and September. That was down from the first estimate of 3.5%. Economist Joe Lavorgna expects the pace to pick up.
We saw great profits for the quarter. Profits rose at their strongest rate in over 5 years, and we think that will provide the raw material, if you will, or a more noticeable pickup in hiring next year, and therefore with it, a much stronger economy.
CBS's Bill Plant at the White House tells us President Obama has made up his mind about a new course of action in Afghanistan, and he'll share the plan in a speech to the nation a week from tonight.
The president will sell this as a strategy for getting out of Afghanistan over a defined period of time and stabilizing the government while we do so.
The president is expected to send as many as 35,000 more troops to fight in Afghanistan. At the White House a short time ago, President Obama welcomed Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh to Washington for talks on a range of subjects from Afghanistan to regional security, trade, and climate change. Singh will be the guest of honor tonight at the president's first state dinner. The GlaxoSmithKline Drug Company says there was a problem with one batch of H1N1 flu vaccine shipped to Canada. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
Anaphylaxis is a potentially life-threatening allergic reaction which can be triggered by vaccinations. GlaxoSmithKline pulled 170,000 doses of its H1N1 vaccine after a higher-than-expected number of reactions from the batch in question. Spokeswoman Sarah Allspach insists the vaccine has an excellent record.
Overall, the frequency of anaphylaxis following immunization is less than one event per 100,000 doses.
Canadian health officials say all of the reactions were mild, and it's still not clear if the vaccine triggered them.
The government is sounding an alarm about Storkcraft baby cribs with drop-down sides. CBS's Susan Copen tells us the sides could collapse, trapping and suffocating an infant.
Safety Commission is telling parents they should stop using these cribs immediately and contact the company for a free repair kit.
When the Atlantis shuttle crew pulls away from the International Space Station tomorrow, astronaut Nicole Stott will be on board, coming home after 3 months in space and looking forward to
it. Just getting back out in the sunshine and just being back with family.
And just in, consumer confidence improved slightly in November. The Dow is down 50 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Centennial residents came together to get the latest on the investigation into the murder of a CU grad student killed in their neighborhood. The body of 23-year-old Andrew Graham was found November 6th in the Willow Creek subdivision. But authorities had little new information to offer those at a community meeting last night. Andrew Graham's mother, Cindy, spoke.
It's, of course, a very difficult time for everyone. What you're experiencing is no less important. Help yourselves. Eat, sleep, stay warm, get lots of information, but in small doses. And expect to recover, but we'll all be changed by this.
Investigators believe Andrew was shot along Yosemite between County Line and Mineral. The Sheriff's Department did say it's offering a significant cash reward in addition to $2,000 offered by Crime Stoppers. A juvenile suspected of joining several other people in a series of robberies and assaults in Denver has been arrested in Indiana. He is among 35 black men and boys accused of attacking white and Hispanic men and robbing them. They allegedly then sold videotapes of those crimes as entertainment. In sports, the Nuggets are at home tonight against the New Jersey Nets. Last night, the Avs beat the Philadelphia Flyers 5-4. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as you're bouncing around the metro highways. This is a crash being reported eastbound 6th Avenue near Federal. So as you're making your way out of Lakewood, you're going to find slowdowns approaching Sheridan, making your way towards I-25. Now speeds are going to dip down into the 20 and 30 mile an hour range. Eastbounders on I-70, kind of feeling it, 76 towards Sheridan. Things will pick up just a little bit, then you'll tap your brakes again once you get towards Federal. Eastbounders on 36 also dragging a little bit on the Denver-bound side. Pretty much Federal towards I-25. We've got a surface street accident in Colorado and Bayonne. That one's going to be out of your way shortly. We've had our second crash of the day that occurred at 120th and Sable. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid-40s. Currently, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, and it's 27. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000 this weekend only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
807 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our contest going on right now. Check our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. We have a trivia question up there about... It's a historical question. It's about war. It's about escalation in Vietnam. If you can answer the question, first person to send us an instant message with the correct answer will win a free copy of my book. Here's what we're going to do. After the next break, we will check our instant messages to see if we have a winner. So go to our website now, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Send us a guess to the answer to this trivia question. Then after the next break, I'll read on the air what the trivia question was, what the answer was, and who the winner is. Now, we're going to change topics just a little bit. As promised, on the line, Taj Ashaheed. He's the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council. And we've invited Taj to come on to talk about a topic that has been pretty heated here over the last couple weeks, the idea of an anti-Muslim backlash, the potential for that, what it might mean here in Colorado, what it might mean nationally. Obviously, this is an issue that people are thinking about after the Fort Hood massacre and the hullabaloo after the massacre, some right-wing talk show hosts effectively calling for racial and ethnic and religious profiling. We've got a billboard up here in Colorado saying that President Obama is a jihadist. And so we just want to lower the temperature a little bit and look at what's really going on and what it may mean for our state. Hey, Taj, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on this.
Okay, so let's first talk about the idea that we've heard from some right-wing talk show hosts here in our state and nationally that there's no such thing and there's no reason to be nervous or even to consider the idea that these times that we're living in will see a rise in bigoted anti-Muslim backlash. What do you say when you hear those kinds of things being said by the angry white right-wing hate machine?
Well, you know, it makes that fear very real for us, because, you know, we not only hear those type of things on the radio, but we hear them, you know, in our neighborhood. We hear them from passerbys, especially, you know, those of us who, you know, look, you know, in the ethnic sense, especially look, you know, have the Arab look, or for women who wear headscarves, things like that. I mean, these are, you know, realities in terms of experience. So for people who, you know, when we hear these things, they not only sort of stoke the fire because, you know, they come from the media, but, you know, this is stuff that we hear in the everyday sense.
When somebody asks you as the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council and your role professionally as a voice, a leader of the Muslim community, they say, well, you know, for instance, Major Hassan, the accused Fort Hood shooter, said allegedly, and this is not confirmed, but allegedly justified the crimes that he is accused of. He justified it allegedly as part of his Muslim faith. And then some people say, well, if that's true, that means Islam in general is preaching hate. What is your response to that? And where do you think that reaction from, you know, a casual observer, where do you think that really comes from? Why do you think that is the initial jump to conclusion for so many, right, even left and center?
I think it has to do a lot with how we in the West especially have, you know, historically portrayed Islam. This is not the first instance historically where, you know, Islam has been portrayed in this negative sense with a lot of fear and a lot of apprehension and anger. So it's nothing new and historically. So it just comes from that area of, you know, they're different, they're foreign, and therefore there must be something wrong with them. We unfortunately have this sort of addiction to sensationalism, I think, in our country. And so when we observe people who, you know, commit acts of violence and things like that, we gravitate towards that, and then we generalize that. So, you know, it's sort of old news, unfortunately, in terms of how we view the Islam, but It's also kind of a mix of, you know, sort of the violence and sensationalism we see every day, and it's promoted every day.
Taj, what is your response when people say, well, I've heard excerpts of the Quran that seem to preach violence against non-believers, against people who are not Muslims? What is your response to that? Because you hear this all the time. People say, you know, I know that that Islam hates America and hates non-Muslims because there are some verses in the Quran which seem to suggest this. How do you respond to that?
I always implore people to utilize critical thought and look at it, you know, look at things from a greater context than, you know, these sort of piecemeal views about, like, the Quran. You can't really look at the Quran, you know, in this sort of selective manner where you look at certain verses, because, you know, we could do that with a lot of religious texts where we can look at a verse and say, whoa, you know, that's a violent verse right there, or that's a violent instance, or it sounds like there's a preaching of hate and go kill. And yet, in reality, when we look at things from a greater context, we find out that that's not necessarily the case. There are, you know, over a billion Muslims in this world, and if we really all felt like, you know, our religion teaches us to go out and hate and teaches us to go out and kill, then you would see that manifest in, you know, amongst over a billion people. But the reality is that's not what's happening. There's a small fringe but very loud and vocal group within our community who do have these violent and deviant views. They're not even extremists. They're deviant viewpoints. And that is, you know, that's always been the case with throughout religions, across cultures, where you have people who generally live peacefully, but you have a small amount of people who, you know, have these wrong and deviant views. And they're the ones that, unfortunately, in this day, you know, this day and age, for us as Muslims, they're the ones who are getting, you know, the mic time, pretty much. So.
On the line with us is, again, Taj Ashahid. He's the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council. And Taj, tell us about the feeling in the community here in Colorado. I mean, is this kind of par for the course? You know, everyone's gotten used to kind of the right-wing fear-mongering against Muslims since 9/11. Are people more afraid in your community? I mean, I can only imagine what it must be like to be a Muslim and to be living and working in Colorado, and to turn on some of the radio stations here, turn on some of the television stations. I can only imagine how frightening that must be. But I wonder if it's something that the community, the Muslim community, has gotten used to, or whether this is a particularly tense time.
That's a great question. And I really think it kind of depends on who you talk to, because, you know, within our community, you know, we have cross sections of culture and ethnic backgrounds. And so I think it really kind of depends on who you talk to. But I do think in a general sense, in a way we've gotten used to it because we hear it all the time. But I do think that, over the, you know, the past few years, we've gotten a little bit more motivated, because what's happened is we Muslims have begun to realize that we can't allow, you know, these deviants and criminals to be the voice of our religion. And so I've seen a movement towards more involvement in the communities. For a long time, the Muslim community, at least in Colorado, has been very insular. And so I've seen over the past few years a movement to sort of break out of the mosque, so to speak, and become more involved in the greater community. And so, and what that has done is afforded people opportunities to interact. We as Muslims have interacted more with the greater community, and people who are non-Muslim, who don't understand Islam, who have fears, who have anger, have had more opportunities to interact with us and realize that, wow, you guys really are terrorists. Because it's always been the case, but I think that we've been able to build some bridges. So on one hand, yeah, it's sort of like we hear it all the time, but it's sort of pushed us to stand up and address these issues in a personal sense.
And as one final follow-up question, and again, on the line with us is Taj Ashahid. He's the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council. Is President Obama is the fact that he is the president now and the fact that the right wing has in general tried to portray him either as a Muslim or as a terrorist or both, is the fact that he is president, has that changed the dynamic somewhat? I mean, in some ways, has that, there was a lot of talk that, oh, the first African-American president, the first president with a father from Africa, will usher in an era of greater understanding. Sometimes it seems like, and not to, it's not his fault, of course, but sometimes it seems like the fact that he's president right now, and because of the way the right wing has portrayed him in particular, that in fact it has brought some of these more visceral racist and bigoted hatreds to the forefront. What's your feelings about that?
Well, I think we've always felt, I mean, I know I've always, I actually have had the pleasure of actually doing some work, you know, with and for Obama during his campaign. And so I know from a personal standpoint, I think there was, you know, I felt like a sense of hope in how we were able to, reconcile, and the challenge of reconciling some of the problems we've had historically, like with racism and bigotry and things like that. And, but yet, you know, we always felt like, so we can sort of break through that, you know, by electing this man and showing that we can overcome, you know, this legacy of, you know, slavery and oppression and things like that. But at the same time, there's still, I mean, you know, we still have this issue to deal with. And so I always felt like on one hand, yes, there's this hope and there's this joy and sense of accomplishment with having an African American president. But at the same time, yeah, it's going to bring these things to the forefront. And so, you know, I mean, I'm African American myself, so I've felt that from a personal sense. And when you hear these sort of ties and these conspiracy theories that he's a secret Muslim and things like that, those are not surprising to me because, you know, the fringe, you know, element always seems to get the mic. So I'm not surprised that we hear that. But I think there's still this overwhelming sense of hope that, you know, we can, you know, overcome sort of that idiocy. I mean, the billboard thing is a great example, where we just have an example of sort of ignorance and stupidity, and we look at it, and for the most part, we look at it, you know, it's disturbing, but we also realize it's ignorant, and that the way that you address that is with some education and some interaction.
Taj Ashahidi is the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council. Taj, thank you so much for taking the time this morning and for the frank discussion. Really appreciate it.
Hey, I really appreciate you having me on, and anytime you need me, just give me a call.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
All right, you take care.
820 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to announce the winner of our online contest, the trivia question. We're going to check the instant messages right now. So if you want to still fire away a guess at our trivia question at am760.net, you can find the trivia question at am760.net on the J. Marvin page. We'll read the answer after the break, and we'll read the winner after the break. It's a question rooted in history and in military escalation. So check it at am760.net. We'll read the winner after the break. And after the break, we'll get into a little bit of a discussion about racism and hate crimes. The police here in Denver making a big arrest of gang members who had been accused. Remember, always innocent until proven guilty. Technically, these are accused of assaults in downtown Denver. A lot of charges of hate crimes being thrown back and forth. The Denver Post saying the public wasn't warned enough. We'll get into a discussion about what's going on and what kind of backlash it might breed. 303-713-7600 will open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, looking at Aurora right now, and it's pretty nasty. Southbound side of 2 1/4 showing high volume, slow speeds from end to end for southbounders from I-70 all the way to Islip. Brief relief there. And then again from Parker Road down to 25 northbounders. Hitting the brakes there at the spillway. Going to break loose at Mississippi. Eastbound C-470 full across Littleton Highlands Ranch, San Santa Fe up to Quebec. Our crash out there, Evans and High Street. All those other ones have been cleaned up. Do you have some icy patches on 70 between Georgetown and Vail? Also going to be windy for you on 76 between Weld County and the Nebraska state line. Pikes Peak shuttle lot full now. East Economy lot nearing capacity, but security wait time out of DIA just about 5 to 10 minutes. Forecast mostly sunny, breezy, and cool with a high around 47 degrees. Right now, 27 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Remember, get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259. 8206 866-259-8206.
Businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more, some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
At USAA, we don't think your money should retire before you do. And if your retirement investments are sitting in a neglected 401k, they probably aren't working as hard as they should. Put your investments back to work with an IRA rollover to a company you can trust. As of September 30th, 2009, USAA manages over $40 billion in assets for our members. And we provide a range of retirement products and services to help meet your financial needs. And with USAA, comprehensive retirement solutions are always just a phone call away. Don't let your savings take an early retirement. Call 800-235-0482 or visit usaa.com/rollover today. Consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the USAA mutual funds carefully before investing. Contact us at 800-531-8910 for a prospectus containing this and other information about the funds from USAA Investment Management Company Distributor. Read it carefully before investing. Investing in securities products involves risk, including possible loss of principal.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up to about 48 degrees today, clear skies. All right, the answer to our trivia question. Actually, what is our trivia question? If you haven't checked our website, let me read you the trivia question here. And we're going to announce the winner right now. This was posted on our website. Here's the question. On his national PBS show this week, Bill Moyers examined tapes of White House conversations about the Vietnam War and the escalation of that war between President Lyndon Johnson and various White House aides. At one point, President Johnson mentions a relative of one of Colorado's most famous current politicians. So the question was, who was the relative President Johnson mentioned? What position was that relative serving in? And what Colorado political figure is the relative related to? Okay, think on it for a second. Okay, the answer. Bork Hickenlooper, the Iowa senator, the Republican, who is, of course, related to the cousin of Colorado Mayor John Hickenlooper. Bork Hickenlooper, a pro-Vietnam War Republican. And the winner of our contest, we posted this on our website, the winner of our contest, Robert Weissman. You have won an autographed copy of The Uprising. I will sign it to you. Robert Weissman, you have won, so you will be getting that. Robert Weissman was the first person to instant message us the answer, and we got a bunch of instant messages, and Robert Weissman was the winner. So who would have thought John Hickenlooper had a relative who was a Republican pro-war Iowa senator? John Hickenlooper, from a long line, a long political lineage, even though we call him Mayor Howdy Doody here, he does come, and he's not really all that polished a politician, he does come from a long line, or at least a family headed by a patriarch politician. Let's get to our discussion now. We just heard from Colorado Muslim Council Executive Director Taj Ashaheed about the potential for backlash against the Muslim community in the wake of the Fort Hood shootings, in the wake of this new billboard that we've been talking about here on AM 760. And this, let's put this into the broader context here. We got a lot of talk right here locally about hate crimes. Denver arrests may be part of trend of gangs videotaping their attacks. Racial attacks like the ones behind the arrest of 32 suspects in Denver are part of a trend spreading across the country, gang experts said Saturday. This is in the Denver Post. As part of the trend, black gang members videotape the assaults in trendy tourist districts and sell them on the underground market as entertainment. This is about the big sweep of arrests of African-American gang members who are accused of committing assaults in Lodo here in Denver. Just reading from some other stories here. Many regulars in Lodo night spots are unfazed by the news of a string of assaults by black gangs on whites and Latinos, and many others had not heard about the attacks, which Denver police say happened over a period of months in a wide swath of downtown Denver. This headline: Denver officials defend handling of downtown assaults. Mayor John Hickenlooper and Denver council members expressed satisfaction that the public received adequate warnings of a spate of assaults in downtown Denver, even if police went weeks before publicly characterizing the attacks as racially motivated. Police, gang members targeted white men. Denver police and the FBI say a series of arrests following a four-month investigation has uncovered a gang-related bias-fueled campaign to attack white males on the 16th Street Mall and in the lower downtown Denver area. These suspects say they are members of the Black Disciples and Rolling 60 Crips, and they claim they have even formed a coalition to attack people, usually white men, who are alone in and around downtown. One suspect would hit the victim trying to drop them to their knees, then the others would join in stealing money and other items. Gang expert Reverend Leon Kelly says similar acts have been going on for more than a year in other parts of the county. And this summer, the game finally rolled into Denver and into downtown Denver. The Denver Post today editorializing, warnings were weak in Lodo attacks. If members of a roaming gang were violently assaulting white and Latino men, why wasn't the public told of potential targets? So this is a complicated issue. A complicated issue, and it is coming at a time of a superheated debate in our country about race, ethnicity, and religion. What do you think is going on here? Do you think the police warned the community well enough? Do you buy the right-wing argument that the police didn't warn people specifically because they were trying to be politically correct, that they didn't want to say that a black gang was ganging up on white bystanders and Latino bystanders? It's hard for me to believe that. We're not exactly a country that, especially not a media and not a police force, that is widely known throughout the world for not advertising black crime. If you want me to play it, I can. I can play the Willie Horton ad as just one example of that. So what do you think this is all about? And somebody's raised the question, you know, gang violence has been happening across the city for a while, but only when it moves into higher income areas, only when it becomes black on white crime instead of black on black crime, does it get proper media and police attention. Do you buy that argument? And do you think this is coming coincidentally or specifically, and not coincidentally, in the middle of a time when we are debating and discussing as a society all of these racial, religious, and ethnic issues, where racial, religious, and ethnic bigotry is so prevalent in our political debate? 303-713-7600, the number 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tim in Grand Lake. Tim, you're on AM 760.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
What a beautiful day it is up here.
It is.
Yes, up here in Grand Lake.
Oh, I see. Yes. It's a beautiful day down here, too.
Oh, really?
It is.
Good. Wonderful. Wonderful. I just took a round trip Amtrak route from Denver, Sacramento, Portland, Winona, Minnesota, down to Chicago and back to Denver. Met wonderful people on the train. And a lot of people from the Middle East, Pakistan, India, and all of them agree on the left side of our political agenda. They are very upset about the right side of our political agenda, and they think that these people either don't read or are totally ignorant of the history of this country, that we, you know, overthrew the Shah of Iran, or we put the Shah of Iran, you know, in power. They have no idea about the banana republics. They have no idea about what we did to Cuba. They have no idea about anything at all. And my point is, I think that most Republicans are taking the lip service of the agenda of their party and regurgitating it, and that's it. And I find left-wing people actually read. They're literate, and they are much more knowledgeable of what the history of this country has done to the rest of the world, and that's why the rest of the world has a very disgruntled attitude about us.
I mean, I think that's undeniable. But it's, you're not really allowed to. I mean, let me expand on your point a little bit here. I don't think it's only that the sort of hardcore base Republican grassroots doesn't read, although I think that that can be true at times. I think part of it is also that you have a media system, parameters of a media debate where those points that you just made are not in the debate. I mean, we went into Iraq, right? I mean, this just blows the mind, right? In the build-up to the Iraq War,
which was a farce,
but in the part of the reason it was a farce was because there was no look at how we had actually built up Iraq and helped contribute to directly the problems in Iraq. I mean, we were railing on a dictator, Saddam Hussein.
Excuse me, we did the same thing with Osama bin Laden.
Through the Mujahideen. That's exactly right. My only point is that even in the it's not just the political activist class, right? It's that even in the media discussion, there's no discussion about our contribution to it. And you know why? Because anytime you bring that up, you're accused of hating your country. You're accused
right,
of, if you bring up the fact, if you show a picture of Saddam Hussein at that time, you showed a picture of Saddam Hussein hanging out, shaking hands and hanging out with Donald Rumsfeld, you were accused of hating your country. And you're absolutely right that if we don't have that historical context, then we get into a situation where we have no understanding that our own actions have a reaction. And that's not to say that I think the reaction is justified, that we think that the reaction is a good thing, that we think the reaction is acceptable, but it is predictable.
Well, most of these people thought that this country is holier than thou, and that what we do is right and is extremely right, All other countries are below us.
Yeah, well, and, I mean, that's old-fashioned American exceptionalism, right? That's whatever we do is good, and whatever anybody else does is bad.
We have to get off that coin.
Yeah, we absolutely. Hey, Tim, you got no argument from me. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Sure.
Let's go back to the phones. 8:30. Actually, let's take a break first. Let's take a break. It's 8:37 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I almost got off the clock. Apologies for that. We're discussing the rise of hate crimes right here in our community. What is it about? We have this big arrest in downtown Denver of African-American gangs. They are accused of committing racially motivated crimes against whites and Latinos. Do you think they were racially motivated? Do you think the police did a good enough job of warning the community? Some are saying that the police didn't warn the community properly, in part because they didn't want, well, in part because they wanted to be politically correct. They didn't want to make this about race because it was black on white crime. Do you buy that argument? I don't really buy that argument. We're not exactly a society that has been shy about sensationalizing black crime. Some other people are saying gang warfare, gang violence has been happening, black on black crime has been happening throughout the city, and it's only now getting attention because it's happening in a white area. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. And is this coincidental, or is this happening specifically and not coincidentally at a time when the idea of hate crimes, when racial, ethnic, and religious animosities are really bubbling up now in the billboard after the Fort Hood shooting? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. A couple accidents out there. One on the ramp from Bellevue to northbound I-25. That's a pretty busy spot. Also one at Evans and High there in South Denver. The highway drive starting to shape up for a stop and go, though, southbound side of 25 Emerson Street up to DU. Northbounders, a little bit of struggle there. Washington Street up to 6th Avenue. Icy patches on 70 between Georgetown and Vail. So still some treacherous spots there in the high country. Also, DIA getting busy. Everybody getting ready for Thanksgiving travel. Pikes Peak shuttle lot full. East Economy lot almost full. But security wait time, though, just about 5 minutes. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool. A high around 47 degrees. Right now, 27 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Cheaper, better, faster. Denver International Airport has the most parking at the best prices for your travel needs. No coupons. Visit flydenver.com or call 303-DIA-PARK for more information.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the annual REI Winter Sale. You'll find great deals in the gear you need to get outside and enjoy the outdoors. Save up to 30% on select skis, snowboards, cool weather clothing, footwear, and more. All backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. The REI Winter Sale, November 20th through 30th. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hello? Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Good. What? Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Oh, you didn't tell them anything, did you?
No. Yes, I did.
What?
Everything.
Well, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard Total Protection. Total Protection scans activity regarding your identity, keeping you in the know 24/7. And if anything happens, Identity Guard's $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and professional response team will help make things right. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Wait a second, Kev. What's that, Yuri? Yuri would like to come visit.
No, Yuri!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
If you're looking for a new or used Corvettes or want to get the best parts and service and repairs for the Corvette you already own, you can trust Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com or PurefoyChevrolet.com. Any way you spell it, it's Purefoy Chevrolet.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
$1 billion that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the banks. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
Elise, come on, it's game day. You've got all weekend to study.
Jen, this has nothing to do with studying. I've got to work. The way the economy is, I figure I'll be working for the next century just to pay off these student loans.
Well, you know...
I know. You joined the National Guard, so your college is completely paid for. Yes, you've mentioned it a couple thousand times.
The National Guard Scholarship covers up to 100% of your tuition. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
When you hear that music, that means we've got Cliff in Denver on the line. Cliff in Denver. Hey, Cliff, how you doing, man?
Dave, how you doing?
All right.
I was just calling because I heard of this story over the weekend. This gang beatings downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason why they didn't report them, it was mainly tourism, because this was going on since July.
Right. I remember seeing a video. Remember that video? There was like a surveillance cam video of a couple of I think it was two people who got sort of roughed up a little bit. It actually wasn't even all that bad, at least that video that leaked out back in the summer. I mean, it wasn't good. I wouldn't want to have had that happen to me, but it wasn't all that terrible. But you're right, it has been going on. And so you think the reason it wasn't leaked out wasn't political correctness, it was economic interests.
Yeah, exactly, because I mean, you know, obviously downtown's a huge area for enjoyment, and who wants to go out late at night when they if people know that there's been several of these incidents going on.
Yeah, I guess that, you know, maybe that was part of it. Maybe they didn't want to create a panic in the economic heart of the city when the city was already having its problems with the economy. That makes some sense. I mean, the business community draws a lot of water, as they say in the Big Lebowski. And so you're probably right. I mean, I can't believe, and I wonder what you believe. I can't believe that somebody's making the argument that it was because the police didn't want to identify African-American crime. I mean, or that the media didn't want to identify African-American crime. I mean, these attacks seem like they were in part racially motivated, and this our media and our police force has not exactly been shy about promoting information about black crime. What do you think, Cliff?
I agree, because you see pictures in the newspaper all the time, on a regular basis, if there's anything gone down, which is gang-related, they point out whatever race or creed that gang may be, whether it's Asian or African-American or Latino or white.
Yeah, now the question is whether this is a hate crime. Whether this is, because, you know, there's some back and forth here about how this was a gang initiation rite or kind of like a thing, this videotape idea where the gangs were taping these assaults and then sending them around as entertainment, whether it was really designed as a hate crime, that is to say, designed as a way to intimidate specifically whites and Latinos.
I don't think so. I think it's just a sick, twisted thing. I just don't understand how anyone could run up behind someone. You know, a guy walking with his girlfriend and just cold cock him on the side of the head.
Yeah.
And take their money and terrorize the girlfriend. And it's just, to me, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. And I think you're right. I think it's definitely unbelievable. And I think it's definitely for the...
I will say one thing. I think because it's, you know, because it's white and Latino, there's going to be more pressure to... That's why the story's come out, because it wasn't just white and black or whatever. It was, you know... against two races, apparently.
That's what's being reported, and I think you're right. I think that's what's going to drive the news coverage of this story. Hey, Cliff, as I said, I wake up every day and think that I've already seen the craziest stuff, but that's two straight calls that you and I agree on. So I think either the world is changing, or I'm going crazy, or something's in the water that I'm drinking here at the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cliff.
All right, you too, man. Let's go to Doug in Fort Collins. Doug, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
All right, man.
I just wanted to comment on a couple of things. Number one, you had a caller a couple of times back there that made a comment about how Republican or people who tend to lean to the right of the political spectrum, in his opinion, I guess, are just a bunch of ignorant buffoons or something, that we don't read or we don't understand world issues, and we certainly do. We certainly understand the Shah. We understand what happened in World War II in that part of the world after Hitler tried to take control of that entire region. There were a lot of issues that occurred, but you know, I unfortunately find this typical of a lot of my friends who tend to lean a little to the left side of the political spectrum. They tend to think they're the only ones that are enlightened, and that
you're speaking in generalities here.
Yes, I am.
I mean, you really are. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't think the conservative movement and the conservative activist base looks all that intelligent when they make lots and lots of headlines insisting that President Obama, for instance, is a jihadist terrorist. That's not rooted in any fact. That's not rooted in any information whatsoever other than the fantastical rantings and voices in people's own heads. So,
well, I think you just made a big generality.
I don't think that
comes from conservatives. I think that comes from a lunatic fringe. Just as you have socialists in the Democratic Party who want to turn this country into
a socialist nation. All right, well, okay, that's that fair point.
And they're lunatics.
No, that's a fair point. So let me throw it back at you by not talking about the fringe. How about this, Doug? A poll that just came out last week, or it was only a couple days ago, that said 52% of Republicans in the United States don't believe that President Obama was legitimately elected. Now, I'm sorry about that, but that's the fact. And
hold on, Doug.
I'll let you respond. But that's crazy. That is verifiably, empirically insane. He didn't just win by a couple thousand votes. He won by 10 million votes. 52% of Republicans saying they don't think he was, nonetheless, they don't think he was legitimately elected. That's insane. That's not grounded in reality. That's the fantastical voices in people's heads speaking about something that isn't true. It's just verifiably untrue. So now go ahead. What's your response to that?
Well, I was going to say I tend to agree with you. I think, you know, the president was elected clearly with a majority. Some Republicans, as well as some Democrats, by the way, feel that, yes, there were problems with Acorn during this election, that Acorn's activities, let me comment.
Go ahead.
Acorn's activities during this election led to a number of false votes and fraudulent votes that led to this president being elected.
Okay.
I personally would not contend that that was however many millions.
That's what I'm saying.
Know.
Right.
Okay, so I would not personally contend that, but it's crazy to contend, even if you
acknowledge all of the worst things that have been said about Acorn, which I don't acknowledge all the worst things that have been said about Acorn, but even if you stipulate that all the worst things about Acorn are true, 10 million votes? 10 million?
And likewise, it's also crazy to contend that 9/11 was some kind of right-wing conspiracy.
Of course it's crazy. And people have said that. It's insane.
Yes,
I agree it's crazy. The difference is, Doug, and this is a key difference, so don't make a moral equivalence. The difference is 52% of Democrats, 52% of Democrats in the United States did not believe that 9/11 was orchestrated by the U.S. government. Okay? Yes, there was a fringe tiny fringe that believed that and believes that. A tiny fringe. It was not 52% of all Democrats in the United States. It is 52% of all Republicans in the United States who were so hateful and are so crazy in their hatred of President Obama that they have convinced themselves he was not legitimately elected. There's a big difference there, Doug. Thanks for the call. 852 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Okay. Hey, Dave, southbound 25 still full, normal spots, approaching downtown there after Park Avenue. Also seeing some traffic there from Emerson Street to around University at the University of Denver. Westbound Turnpike busy in Westminster, Sheridan to Storage Tech Drive. Our accidents in the cleanup phase, Evans and High, also one on the ramp from Bellevue to northbound I-25. That's not an accident, just a stall there. Also want to be careful in the high country. We got some icy patches, some snow-packed areas, and some slush on I-70 between Georgetown and Vail. Also, if you're heading to DIA, don't go to Pikes Peak Shuttle Lot. It's full, and the East Economy Lot is nearing capacity. Security wait time right now, 5 to 10 minutes. The forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool. A high of around 47 degrees. Right now, 28 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale this Friday starting at 4 a.m. for over 300 early bird specials. Plus, you'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
On a tight budget? Most of us are, just like schools and youth programs. But you can help and save money. Buy an ebook for $10 and save up to $20 on groceries from King Soopers, over $8 on Comcast On Demand movies, Copper Mountain and Winter Park 2 for 1 lift tickets, their best season pass deal, and much more. $6 from every $10 purchase supports local education. Get your ebook while supplies last at King Soopers or visit eduproject.com.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like access to VIP travel packages to attend U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding major events at top ski destinations throughout the country. Travel packages for two include deluxe hotel accommodations, lift passes, professional ski and snowboard athlete meet and greets, VIP hospitality at the U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding events, and gift bag. For reservations and more information, visit visa.com/signature. Visa, proud sponsor of the U.S. ski team and U.S. snowboarding. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out a full list of perks, visit visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchase must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa Signature card.
Or two for $150, and every traveler dress shirt, two for $99. The Joseph A. Bank Thanksgiving Sale. Suits, sport coats, even leather jackets, $179, or any two for $299.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Southlands, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, Hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger-looking skin a free trial of Hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven Hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of Hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can, with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want, and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
AM 857 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, finishing up our discussion about hate crimes. Let's go to Rex in Fort Collins. Rex, you're on AM 760.
Is that me?
Yes, Rex. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, buddy. I don't really understand hate crimes. I mean, I think any crime's atrocious on that basis. But why is there extra charges on people and the press gets to run away with hate crimes per se when it might not even be? But to me, when you's dead, you's dead. When you's been beat, you's been beat. It's all over hate.
Yeah, well.
And why there's even a slight difference on the charges, I don't understand.
Rex, are you white?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're white? Well, my guess is that's part of the problem for you in understanding why there should be a distinction for hate crimes. And I'm going to try to give it to you in about 10 seconds here. A hate crime is a crime committed against somebody as a way to intimidate or terrorize an entire group. And typically those crimes are done against minorities to terrorize, to make the rest of the minority community that has been terrorized scared and frightened. So hate crimes exists, the distinction does, as a deterrent to committing crimes based on that. And that's important. Thanks for your call. All right, stick around after the break. Media Matters and Jim Hightower.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more, some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Starting this weekend, Santa's helpers will be hitting the stores with a vengeance, and when they do, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group says they should be aware of toys to avoid because they're dangerous. Included in the group's 24th annual survey, says U.S. PIRG's Elizabeth Hitchcock.
We found a cloth book that was labeled books for babies that had lead paint in it at about 20 times the allowable standard.
Along with high lead levels, some toys are harmful because they're too loud.
At toy cell phones, we found some that were over the standard of 65 decibels.
And then there are the choking hazards. The group recommends shopping with a paper tube from a roll of bathroom tissue. If any part of a toy can pass through, then it could choke a young child. Well, consumers are feeling a bit more optimistic this month.
Consumer confidence improved very moderately in November. It's up slightly to 49.5 from 48 in October.
Nothing to write home about, says the conference board's Lynn Franco.
While it's not exactly a bad news, I wouldn't exactly say it's very good news either.
A gloomy mood remains among shoppers as the traditional holiday season kicks off at week's end. Franco says people are nervous about jobs and income, and they're in a frugal mood. There is some better news in the housing market. S&P's Case-Shiller Index of 20 major U.S. cities shows prices climbed in September for a fourth straight month, up by 0.3%. S&P's Maureen Maitland says there are problem spots that remain.
Areas like California are showing some very marked improvement. There are a few areas where we're not seeing very much improvement at all, Las Vegas being the most obvious.
The maker of the H1N1 vaccine has told medical staffers in Canada not to administer doses from one batch because it could trigger potentially deadly allergic reactions. Sarah Alsbach is with GlaxoSmithKline.
We've advised provincial and territorial health authorities to stop using the Aripanrix vaccine until the investigation by Health Canada, the Public Health Agency of Canada, and GSK is complete.
There are about 172,000 doses in a batch. It is not clear how many may have been dispensed. It is the first state visit of his administration. This morning, President Obama greeted Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh.
On behalf of Michelle and myself, it is a great pleasure to welcome you to the White House.
On the agenda, talks aimed at resolving differences over climate change, as well as Washington's relations with Indian rivals Pakistan and China. The Afghan government says 15 current and former cabinet ministers are being investigated for allegations of corruption. It follows a pledge of tougher action by Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Two carriers, Continental and ExpressJet Airlines, have been slapped with a federal civil penalty of $100,000 for an incident last August the 8th. 47 passengers aboard a Continental Express flight diverted to Rochester, Minnesota because of weather were forced to sit in the plane on the tarmac for more than 9 hours. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 25 points. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File, introducing the new Quiet Comfort 15 acoustic noise-canceling headphones from Bose. They're quieter than ever before. In fact, they're the best headphones that Bose has made. Exclusive Bose technologies create a significant improvement in noise reduction so that when you fly, engine roar fades even further away. When you listen to music at home or at work, fewer distractions get in your way. Your favorite music and movies will all sound better because you can hear them more clearly. And when you turn off the music, you can comfortably enjoy even more peace. It's a difference you have to experience to appreciate. Call 1-800-845-2673 or visit Bose.com/listen. Try the new QC15 headphones yourself risk-free for 30 days. You'll even receive free shipping. The new QC15 headphones, less noise, more enjoyment, only from Bose. Call 1-800-845-2673 or visit Bose.com/listen.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is named as one of the 10 most at-risk senators to lose their jobs in 2010 by USA Today. Bennett believes the health care debate and his vote could be a turning point in keeping his seat.
It might be. There's a lot of time between now and November 2010, and there are a lot of other issues. The most important one, I think, being the economy and where we are in terms of creating jobs and moving this economy ahead. So I'm sure it'll be a mix of things.
Senator Bennett has said that he will vote for a health care reform bill, even if it leads to his defeat in next year's election. Federal officials say teens as young as 14 were hired to drive front end loaders and forklifts at a company that operates grain elevators in southeastern Colorado. A 17-year-old worker died in one of Temple Grain Elevators mid-May, and the company has been fined more than $1.6 million for allegedly violating safety rules. Authorities around Colorado will be stepping up patrols to look for drunk drivers this week. State troopers and 51 police agencies will conduct the state's first Thanksgiving week DUI crackdown from 6 o'clock tonight until 3 o'clock on Monday morning. Last year, 7 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes in Colorado over Thanksgiving week. In sports, the Avs beat the Philadelphia Flyers 5-4 last night. Tonight, the Nuggets are at home against the New Jersey Nets. That's your AM760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's an easy drive as you're heading out this morning. You will find some heavy pockets on I-25 underneath those bridges past DU, but no serious delays. Same deal on 36 as you're heading towards Boulder. Speeds remain in the 40 and 50 mile an hour range once you get past Sheridan, but they will improve before you do get to Boulder. Now, on the other hand, where things are completely back to normal, C-470 looking excellent along those foothills. Same deal on 6th Avenue. This travel in either direction between Wadsworth and Federal. Now, if you are heading out to DIA, Good news is security wait times only about 10 minutes. However, parking is becoming a premium. Pikes Peak shuttle lot now completely full. East Economy lot is nearing capacity. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of about 45, 46 degrees. Currently, it's 29. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tire. Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, they're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
907 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up to about 48 degrees here. Sunny skies today. I got to travel tomorrow. I just heard the report from the airport. Oh, tomorrow is like the worst day to travel. It's like trains, planes, and automobiles all over again. Joining us now, Eric Bollard of Media Matters. His book, Bloggers on the Bus, How the Internet Changed Politics and the Press. You can find his work at MediaMatters.org. We check in with Media Matters every time this week for an update on what's going on in the increasingly crazy and fringe right-wing media. Before we get to Eric, let's play the Media Matters Minute.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Brandon Hirsch. Our top item today in securing $300 million in special funds for Louisiana in the health care bill, Senator Mary Landrieu became the target of misogynistic right-wing attacks. Here's Glenn Beck joking on air with his radio show producer and editor.
So she may be easy,
but she's not.
She's
cheap.
Not cheap.
Yeah,
we're with a high class prostitute. That's what we're with. You're not sitting there in a back alley and saying, "Hey, what do you say? $5?" No, no, no. This one comes to your Four Seasons hotel room.
Yeah, and you know what?
And does it right.
And doesn't dress really slutty. Dresses
no, you might even
classy.
Think she's the wife of the CEO
right.
She's coming in on
exactly.
The
remote. Exactly right.
Not to be outdone, Rush Limbaugh had this to say about Senator Landrieu.
Bragging about $300 million payoff from Dingy Harry.
That may be the most expensive prostitute in the history of prostitution.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
All right, so that's your little dose of conservative craziness today. And Eric Bollard, what's going on the right? I mean, I'm increasingly unable to follow.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't even know what they're talking about anymore.
Where do you connect the dots? I know. It used to be pretty simple. Like, every few days, I mean, if you go back a couple of years, like every week or so, there'd be this manufactured thing, and then you would sort of deconstruct it and show where all the holes are, and that was sort of the rhythm of it. And now it's just like, I'll give you a perfect example of how it's almost impossible to follow now. There's this right-wing pundit, gateway pundit, who's supposed to be this big deal, and all the people read him on the right. He put up a blog post that and he linked to a CNN interview with Obama when he was overseas, and the headline was, quote, "I've restored America's standing in the world." And so the whole thing is Obama has this massive ego, and they called him the arrogant one, and it's crazy. You know, this guy's just got this huge ego. He thinks he's restoring. So if you click it and you watch the CNN video, it says, "We've restored America's standing in the world." So, and it gets crazier because you go down and the guy actually printed the transcript and put it in bold where it says "We've restored," but he liked "I've" better, so he gave it a big headline, and that's why he called him arrogant. And so, you know, I pointed this out on the blog, and you know, lo and behold, like 24, 48 hours later, still no update, still no apology. It hasn't changed it. Even though like 50 people had left comments in his section saying, by the way, you know, you manufactured this quote from Obama. So that is That's just an example of how thick the wall is that they're building around themselves.
They have
this absolute parallel universe, and no one else can really enter it, but they're just going to keep sort of making stuff up and forcing, well, supposedly forcing the mainstream press to deal with it.
Now, it seems to me that the right side of American politics is now increasingly dominated by what you would call media personalities.
Oh, sure.
And when you put together, you've got now, Glenn Beck is holding essentially political rallies.
Yeah,
you've
registering
got
voters.
Registering voters.
Have conventions.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, and you got Rush Limbaugh doing his thing.
Right.
You've now got Lou Dobbs floating his name for president. You've got Sarah Palin, who is a half-term governor,
who is
a complete media creation, a talk show host wannabe.
Mike Huckabee, don't forget.
Mike Huckabee.
On the Fox News panel.
Right, a Fox News talk show host. Is this something new? I mean, because, like, I can't remember a time when, you know, like, let's just take Lou Dobbs as an example here. Here's a guy who has, you know, or even let's take Lou Dobbs and Glenn Beck, because Glenn Beck has, like, started referring to himself as a potential presidential candidate.
That's right. That's
okay, so here you have two people who are with a straight face floating themselves as potential presidential candidates. They have zero experience, zero public policy experience. They were never as much as a staff assistant in a congressperson's office. Now, I know the argument is, well, you know, we need people from outside. Just because you've served in government doesn't mean that you have experience to be. But I don't really understand how serving as a radio talk show host or as a television anchor at CNN only. A newsreader exclusively. It's not like they did that and they were doing other stuff. But that's exclusively their experience. Suddenly they are being taken somewhat seriously as potential presidential candidates. What does this say not only about them, but about the rest of the media that takes this even mildly seriously?
Well, within the conservative movement, it's clearly an indication of sort of the sort of open anti-intellectualism that's now sort of run amok. This idea that you need no experience whatsoever, you don't even have to have good ideas. I mean, anyone can do this public policy stuff. It's all a breeze. But in terms of the media connection, you know, of course, we've never seen anything like this. I mean, in the past, you know, occasionally in local races, you know, a local radio jock will run, we've seen news anchors, and of course, they immediately have to quit their job and campaign full time because there's an obvious, you know, there's an obvious conflict of interest if you're gonna be a candidate and be in the media. But what we've seen with Fox News is it continues to evolve into such a radical change. And your point about the mainstream press is they won't acknowledge it. I mean, I wrote a column a couple months ago. It was memo to the media. Fox News is the opposition party, and that has just become more and more obvious.
It's not a Republican-leaning network.
It's not
a conservative-leaning network.
It has replaced the RNC. It's where they pick the candidates, as we saw in New York 23. They sort of launch the Oppo research. They launch the smear campaigns. They do the strategy. They launch the talking points. The Republican leadership now reacts on a daily basis to what happens at Fox News. Fox News has become the center of the Republican Party and the conservative movement, and yet we had this debate, supposed debate in the mainstream press, when the White House called out Fox News, and the Beltway press, you know, played dumb on sort of an epic scale. So we don't see it. I mean, we see these couple, you know, Hannity and Beck don't seem to like Obama, but we don't see it here. And so now, I mean, honestly, you know, Fox News is going to have to file with the FEC pretty soon. I mean, it's become that.
Well, how historically unprecedented is this? And I ask this in the sense of, like, is Fox News, is Glenn Beck and the Glenn Beckization of Fox News, is that the equivalent of just the Wall Street Journal on television? By that I mean, we've had in our past The Penny Press, which was
these are
overtly political, you know, broadsheets. They were, you know, the this is why for people who when you think about this, there are some newspapers that are still out there. That, you know, the Rochester in New York, the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, the Waterbury Republican. They were named this because their original versions were overtly political. Is Fox News just a 21st century example of that? And if it is, what does that mean is going to happen to the rest of the media? I mean, is this what's going to happen to the rest of the media? A partisanization of the rest of the media?
Well, that's a dangerous question because, you know, back when there was the Penny Press, when there were newspapers that were openly partisan and people knew what they were getting when they picked it up. You know, in Rochester, there were probably six other newspapers. In New York City, there were 13 newspapers. But the idea now that you would take, you know, your one newspaper in a city and make it purely partisan, is very dangerous, obviously. And that Penny Press stuff, I mean, these were newspapers that sold 30, 40, 50,000 copies. I mean, Fox News reaches 2 million people a day.
Right, and all you needed was a printing press.
Yeah, what we've never seen is any sort of pseudo news organization on a national mass communication scale decide it's going to become a political, sort of a purely political entity the way Fox News has.
And I think the difference is, one of the differences I detect, and I'm not a historian of the Penny Press, but one of the differences I see, when you look at specifically at Glenn Beck, right? He was in the New York Times, he basically saying that he is entering overt political activism and political movement building. He calls himself now, in part, a community organizer. Now, the Penny Press may have put out propaganda.
Right.
Fox News may have put out, you know, propaganda. Fox News may have even fairly overtly cheered on the Tea Party protest.
Sure, they co-sponsored those rallies.
Right.
Sure.
But it's a step even further. When your guy is out there, like literally campaigning to register sets of voters, pushing an agenda, saying I'm organizing voters for the next election. I mean, that I can't think of any, is there anything, I mean, and they would say, by the way, they would say, well, Keith Olbermann organizing the free healthcare clinics or raising money for the free, that's the same thing. I mean, it's not the same thing.
No, I mean, last time I checked, MSNBC wasn't co-sponsoring political rallies or registering voters or things like that. No, in terms of the Penny Press, what's important to realize is that we've had partisan outlets, opinion pages, or even Fox News or the old Penny Press, they would echo what a political party was saying. They would be the amplifiers to what a political movement or political party was saying.
Right, so a politician would come out and say, we are for this war, or we are against this policy, and then there'd be an amplifier.
These are the talking points, and this is why they're right. What we're seeing now is a complete inverse. Now Fox News is in that center. And they're not waiting for a political party to express their opinions and amplify them. Fox News has become the political party. And as you say, they're the ones now putting their hosts forward as candidates, picking candidates, sponsoring political rallies. They're going to have conventions, for crying out loud. So this is what's entirely different. It is now a self-contained operation.
Let me ask you a real...
They spread their talking points, but they're also the political party to begin with.
Let me ask you a final quick question just along those same lines. And again, online with us, Eric Bollard of Media Matters. You can find his work at MediaMatters.org. He's the author of Bloggers on the Bus, How the Internet Changed Politics and the Press, and Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush. Last question. I mean, at a real granular level, who is actually making those decisions? And, I mean, we don't really know, but I'm wondering is it Glenn Beck? He comes up, he's conniving in the smoky room, if you will. Is it Bill O'Reilly? Is it the executives at Fox? I mean, if they are pushing a distinct political ideology, who's formulating that?
I think they're doing it individually. I think all those shows sort of operate as silos because they all have enormous egos. One of the prides is no one tells me what to do and no one touches my show. So I think it's sort of being done independently. You know, Hannity's show is sort of different than Beck's, and Beck's is different than O'Reilly's. But I think it's happening independently within Fox But then the larger Fox News staff clearly picks up the message and helps run with it.
Absolutely. Eric Bollert, again, the author of Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush, Bloggers on the Bus, How the Internet Changed Politics and the Press. Find his work at MediaMatters.org. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Eric.
All right, you too. Talk to you soon.
All right. 9:20 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to do our News of the Weird segment. Did you ever see the South Park edition where they Cartman starts a campaign to beat up ginger kids? Yeah, apparently that's real. Apparently ginger kids in some schools are being targeted, ginger kids meaning redheaded kids.
Yeah, we're
redheads.
I was going to make you clear that up, David.
Yeah, sorry.
For me, I didn't know that they were called gingers.
Well, it mean that it's a joke. I'm not calling them ginger. Cartman calls them ginger kids.
I know. I didn't even know that. I've never seen that one.
Yeah.
I'm behind the cue ball on that one, but I can't wait to hear the story.
There's a whole South Park about, it's an allegory about racism where Cartman starts a campaign against quote-unquote ginger kids, redheaded kids. But actually,
Cartman's got some issues.
He does have some big issues. Well, actually, one school, this actually happened.
Jeez.
All that in the News of the Weird after a traffic update with non-ginger kid, John Turk.
Well, there's every once in a while I get a stray, like, red hair growing in a mustache or, like, in my beard or something.
Dude, you might be becoming a ginger.
That's right. Don't kill me. All right. Traffic back in shape around the city. Southbound 25, a little heavy, though, approaching downtown after I-70, but going to clear for you. They're after 20th. Icy patches up in the high country on 70 between Georgetown and Vail. Also, I want to let you know, Pikes Peak shuttle lot full. East Economy lot is getting full. Security wait time still just about 5 to 10 minutes, but do expect some pretty lengthy delays out of DIA over the next couple of days for the Thanksgiving holiday. Also still the 104th Avenue Bridge over the South Platte River shut down between Colorado Boulevard and US 85. Still have safety concerns regarding the condition of that bridge. Your forecast, sunny with light winds, highs in the upper 40s. Our current downtown temperature, 35 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
When you hear
music, you know it's News of the Weird. We got a lot of News of the Weird. I haven't done this segment in a little while, so we got a lot built up. Now that he's left CNN, Lou Dobbs said he's considering career options, including possible runs for the White House or the U.S. Senate. Dobbs said, "I'm ruling nothing out." That's really just kind of unfathomable. Really don't understand why he thinks he's qualified to do anything like that.
He does, you know, what would be the ideal job for Lou Dobbs? If you could put, if you could, like, job placement Lou Dobbs, where would you put him?
Retiree. Retiree. That's my ideal placement.
Our intern Alex is saying janitor. I'd like the
janitor?
That'd be too nice for him.
Retiree, dude.
Retiree.
Retiree.
Yeah, just go away, dude.
Just go away.
Bye-bye.
Just go away. Man caught with 15 live lizards taped to his chest at airport. Federal officials say they arrested a man who strapped 15 live lizards to his chest to get through customs at L.A. International Airport. U.S. Fish and Wildlife said Friday that 40-year-old Michael Plank was returning from Australia when U.S. Customs agents found two geckos, two monitor lizards, and 11 skins fastened to his body Tuesday. Authorities say the lizards' value total more than $8,500. I'm assuming that they were alive, which is really creepy.
I guess he is the real lizard king. Jim Morrison from the Doors has nothing on this guy.
Yeah, I assume that they were alive,
what,
which is
why. What is he doing?
I don't even know.
I
don't even want to know. Like Oprah, back in the news. Her show is ending in 2011 because. Apparently, nothing is ever enough, folks. Nothing is ever... It's not acceptable just to have your own show, your own radio station, and your own magazine where you're on the cover every single month. That's not enough. So she's got to end her show and start her entire own cable network. Her entire own cable. Nothing is ever enough in the world, in the American society of narcissism. Oprah Winfrey.
She's starting to resemble Walmart.
She is. She's taking over.
You know what I mean? There's like Walmart and then there's Oprah.
Yes. Brand Oprah is taking over slowly but surely. Man who claimed disability spotted on TV show. This is from the AP. California tax officials say an interior designer's false disability claim was uncovered when he was spotted on a home improvement television show. 56-year-old Ronald Hunt of L.A. was sentenced Tuesday to 200 hours of community service in order to pay more than $180,000 in restitution, unpaid taxes, and fines. He pleaded guilty to two felony counts of fraud. Note to self, if you defraud the government, well, not to self, note to all of you, everybody out there, if you try to defraud the government, don't show up on TV essentially bragging about it. Let's see here. Toddler 2 helps mom give birth to brother. Not from the Onion. This is from Olive Branch, Mississippi. A 2-year-old in North Mississippi has done something few toddlers can. He helped his mother give birth to his brother. The woman went into labor this past Friday and gave birth on the family's living room couch. She said her toddler, Jeremiah Taylor, got her a towel and caught the baby before firefighters arrived to cut the umbilical cord.
Must have came flying out of there if he caught it.
2-year-old? Really?
Wow, man, that's going to be, you know, I think that kid has a jump start for a career as a pediatrician.
Yeah, gynecologist.
Yeah. Yeah, sir, something like that. Yeah. Wow.
Trapped thief drops trousers in bungled burglary. He wiggled, jiggled, and even dropped his trousers, but a thief trying to break into a supermarket in Portugal stayed stuck fast in a tiny window until he was rescued by police and the fire brigade. Apparently, he dropped his trousers as he was trying to free himself by wiggling, said one local police officer. R.E.M. back in the news, working on a new album, and Michael Stipe apparently working on a beard. Let's see here. Do websites encourage anorexia? This is from Live Science. Recently, there's been increased concern over hundreds of pro-eating disorder websites that provide, quote-unquote, thinspiration to legions of young women who want to become stick thin. That's a story over at LiveScience.com. A couple more News of the Weird stories here. Cigarettes harbor many pathogenic bacteria. It just keeps getting worse for news about smokers. Cigarettes are widely contaminated with bacteria, including some known to cause disease in people, concludes a new international study conducted by a University of Maryland environmental health researcher. And the attacks on the ginger kids. At least three youngsters in Calabasas, California have fallen victim to violence by fellow middle school students after a Facebook group urged people to beat up redheads, otherwise known on South Park as ginger kids. That's according to authorities in California. The first reported incident occurred Friday morning when a 12-year-old ginger kid was kicked and hit by a dozen of his classmates at A.E. Wright Middle School in Los Angeles. Detectives took reports of two more assaults targeting a 7th grader and an 8th grader that day at the middle school. So as much as I'm joking about the South Park episode about ginger kids, that is really not cool to take it literally. And make it something real.
You know what? I think teenagers should be not allowed on Facebook anymore. Too much weird stuff is going on with teenagers and Facebook.
And MySpace, all that. There's
I don't know how you control that kind of thing, but there's just too much stuff arising out of Facebook and MySpace for these teenagers.
I may not have agreed with you I may not have agreed with you, Turk, until I saw that Facebook now is at the heart of declaring a civil war on ginger kids.
Yeah. That's pretty serious.
That's pretty serious.
Yes, it is.
That is pretty serious. That's your news of the weird. After the break, we're going to be joined by the great Texas populist, the great writer, and now the Puffin Foundation annual award winner, Jim Hightower. You definitely know his work if you're tuning into this show, and if you don't, tune into our interview with him after the break. We're going to discuss everything from Wall Street reform to the potential Afghanistan buildup. News on the wire right now, just leaking off the wire, that while President Obama is expected to formally announce his decision next week, it is leaking out that this is unconfirmed, but it is a news report on the wire, that he is planning to escalate the war by almost 40,000 troops, exactly what the military is demanding. And that would be a really, really depressing decision if that comes to be. So we will talk to Jim Hightower after the break about that and more after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, not a whole lot to talk about right now. Just the normal jams coming into downtown on southbound 25, I-70 past Spear. Things in great shape now on 225, moving across the road between 70 and the Tech Center. No problems down south on C-470 and Highlands Ranch and Littleton all the way around the Front Range. Things in the 50s and 60s there. Also no problems on 70 between the airport and downtown. DIA, though, is starting to fill up for us. Pikes Peak Shuttle Lot is full. East Economy Lot, almost full. Security wait time right now, 5 minutes. If you're traveling in the high country, icy patches on 70 between Georgetown and Vail. The forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool. A high around 47. Right now, 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shop Walmart first this Friday. Get an Emerson 32-inch HD TV for only $248 from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. Quantities are limited, no rain checks. Diagonal screen size of TV is 31.5 inches. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Mario.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000 this weekend only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
World's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that will give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959.
It's Thanksgiving specials at Joseph A. Bank. A huge selection of luxurious leather jackets, $179. Every raincoat, $179. Select executive sport coats, $179. Even all executive suits, regularly $550, only $179. Plus, mix and match any two for $299. Consider all signature dress pants, $99, or two for $150. And every traveler dress shirt, two for $99. The Joseph A. Bank Thanksgiving Sale. Suits, sport coats, even leather jackets, $179, or any two for $299.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Southlands, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed.
And my wife and I are talking about starting a family. So I know I have to get health insurance. But I had no idea how I was going to afford it until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
I mentioned that poll earlier about 52% of Republicans believing that President Obama was not legitimately elected, was not that he stole the election, that he is not the legitimately elected president of the United States. 52% of Republicans. I'm not making that up. You can check our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. I just posted a link to the full poll from Public Policy Polling. As I've always said here on AM760, we don't make stuff up like most of the rest of the networks, the radio networks across the radio dial. We tread in facts and not fiction. That is a new poll. It's not. I didn't make that number up. It is a new poll. That's right. 52% of Republicans don't believe President Obama was legitimately elected president. You go to AM760.net, click over to the J. Marvin page. You'll see the poll right at the top of the page. Joining us now, Jim Hightower. He's the best-selling author, Texas populist, the author of the newsletter, the Hightower Lowdown. You can find it at jimhightower.com. Most people who listen to this radio show probably know Jim Hightower's work and know it well. Jim was just named the award winner for the Puffin Foundation, the annual award winner for his work and his writing and in politics, his political activism. Jim, congratulations, really. Big kudos to you for that award.
Great to be with you. Of course, that brings me tremendous respect here in Austin from my fellow writers who now refer to me as Lord Puffin.
Well, they should. You've been doing it for a long time, and you've been fighting the good fight when it really wasn't cool, if you will, to fight the good fight. And my first question to you is, when you look at the Obama administration on issues that you specifically focus in on, economic issues, corporate power issues, there is a growing sense. You've seen some headlines this week saying that that it's not just the Republicans who are upset with what President Obama has or hasn't done, but that the progressive movement, Democrats in Congress, are increasingly unhappy, feel like his administration is more focused on Wall Street than on Main Street. You have a new headline out saying that he is considering replacing his Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, which many progressives have said would be a good thing, but that he's considering replacing him with the CEO of J.P. Morgan. In general, where do you come down? Do you think the Obama administration has sold out? Do you think it's done a good job? What's your take?
Well, I think it's been a great disappointment to those of us on the populist and progressive side because basically on economic policies, he sides with the moneyed interests. Now, you know, he had the big jobs summit, you know, which is very Clinton-esque, you know, and Wall Street gets money, workers get a summit. and that jobs summit, what apparently comes out of that is he says, well, you know, maybe we need some tax incentives to help small businesses employ people. I'm all for that. But why not a jobs program? Why don't we just hire people to do the work that needs to be done? We need to go with a bold green jobs program, an infrastructure rebuilding program in America, put millions of people to work at good jobs, good wages, long-term employment opportunities in them, and do the work that America needs done.
Why do you think he hasn't done that? I mean, if you could, I know you can't psychoanalyze him, but what do you think the motive is?
I think he's been bamboozled by the Wall Street types. I think he's listening to the Geithners, and you know, here comes Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan, Chase, Larry Summers. That's you know, those Wall Street types come in. This has happened throughout our history, or at least since the Civil War, in which the Wall Street barons perceive themselves more powerful than a president. I believe it was Teddy Roosevelt who was developing his antitrust program to bust up some of these powerhouses. And so he got he was summoned to Wall Street by Mellon, Morgan, the original J.P. Morgan, to come see him. You know, rather than J.P. Morgan deigning to take a train and go down to Washington, no, the president should come to him. And this has been the relationship over the years, and I think that's what happened to Clinton through Robert Rubin and that crowd. Clinton got bamboozled, abandoned a very good economic program that he ran on in 1992, and that just got thrown away, basically. And in place, we got the kind of Wall Street policies under Clinton that we're now getting through some of the same people, by the way. Summers was a disciple of Robert Rubin, and we're getting those same kinds of economic policy coming straight out of Wall Street. So rather than listening to, say, Rich Trumka, the new president of the AFL-CIO, rather than listening to Jamie Galbraith, you know, a good, solid economist who, though, takes a worker viewpoint rather than a Wall Street viewpoint, instead he's got these characters that are strictly Wall Street.
Again, on the line with us is Jim Hightower. Jim Hightower is the author of the regular newsletter, The Hightower Lowdown. You can find more about it at jimhightower.com. He just won a big award from the Puffin Foundation for his work. Jim, you've been in this game, in this business, in this career for a long, long time. And I want to know how you can say what you've just said. And by the way, I agree with everything you just said. But how you can say what you just said and still feel like that the idea, the concept of the kind of change you want to see is real? Because there's a lot of people out there who say, look, we just had a 2008 election. We just voted for change. There was a grassroots sense out there that people really, really, it was a wave election. When you look at what you've just said, the analysis, the dead-on analysis about how the Obama administration seems to continue to be siding more closely with Wall Street than Main Street, why do you continue to think that change is possible? I mean, I don't mean to be a fatalist here, but I think there's a danger that a lot of people are going to throw up their hands and say, if that didn't change, if the 2008 election didn't change things, then what will?
More of what we've been doing at the grassroots, and that is building this populist progressive constituency, trying out programs. You know, at the grassroots level, we have very solid energy programs. We have very solid jobs programs. We have very solid education programs. We have this experimentation going on and people figuring out what to do and implementing it. So at a state and local level, we're having tremendous successes with these policies. You're right, we thought with the election of Obama, here was the breakthrough we needed. But, you know, Obama himself said during the campaign, I'm not the change you are. And so, you know, the fact that, you know, that we're not getting the bold policies that we want just says to me that Obama really is going to be a transitional president in the sense that he's at least going to put our issues on the table. And, David, that's a big change right there. I mean, remembering the Bush years, really under Clinton and certainly Bush the Elder, Reagan, you got to go back to Johnson before there was really big changes happening in the country.
So by that, if I hear you right, I think, and what I think you're saying is that the fact that we're even having a discussion about Wall Street reform or health care, that is a significant change. I mean, in some ways, you can't really give a lot of credit to Obama for that, meaning he's not going over and above what it's kind of the minimum that he started out a discussion. But at least that's an opportunity for us to organize
change
around those issues.
Possible. And it doesn't mean that, you know, what we got in the election was not the change itself, but the possibility of the change. And we've got to be the forces from the outside that are the counterforce to those insidious insiders of the 13,000 corporate lobbyists that are there, the recalcitrant Rush Limbaugh Republicans who just want to say no, the pusillanimous Democrats who are scared of their own shadow. So we have to be the counterforce. We have to elect more good people. You know, we have strong forces there, as you know, because you worked in the Congress there with the likes of Bernie Sanders and Raul Grijalva and Barbara Lee and so many good members of Congress. We've got 80-something member progressive caucus in the House. We've got Russ Feingold on the war. You know, we got some good people. So we have been making gains. And by the way, even with the Obama administration, you know, they say that the worst job in the circus is cleaning up after the elephants. And this group has had to do that. And you know, it's a pretty deep soiling that the Bush-Cheney regime put up on our governmental policies. And so we've got some people like Ilda Solis in Labor, Stephen Chu at the Energy Department, Kathleen Merrigan in the Ag Department. We've got some people in there that are doing good work. So it's not like we're getting nothing. But on the big issues, Wall Street bailout, health care, Afghanistan, jobs, we're not getting what we wanted, what we expect, and what we must demand. So, David, I think it's incumbent on us. We progressives have been too quiet, too conciliatory, too willing just to, you know, give Obama a chance. Well, you know, he's got a lot on his plate. Let's not push him. And that comes out of the Washington Progressive Organization. The big progressive groups in Washington don't want to really rock the boat, don't want to be seen as disloyal. Well, it's time to be disloyal because loyalty is not to the person. Loyalty is to the values that we represent.
And I want to follow up my question and what you're talking about with a final question about populism itself. You are arguably the leading populist voice on the progressive side in the United States, and there's been a lot of talk about populism and right-wing populism. Michael Lind, the author and scholar who's been on this show many times, has a piece up on Salon.com today saying that if the Democrats and the progressive coalition doesn't get back to its roots of New Deal kind of economic populism, that there really is a danger, a very, very real danger, that the conservatives will harness a populism and become or seize the populist mantle. Do you think that's a possibility? And if so, what can we do about it? And what is really right-wing populism in your mind really look like?
It looks like Newt Gingrich and Sarah Palin and, you know, the same old. There's no really... The answer to your question is yes and no. The no is that there's no such thing as right-wing populism because populism is not the same. It's not a synonym for popular. Populism was an actual movement in the 1870s and 80s and 90s, and it has continued throughout our history. It is a movement of empowering grassroots people to take not just political power but economic power away from the corporate interests. Populism is a strong movement against the moneyed interest in our society running roughshod over the rest of us.
I think we just lost Jim Hightower. Did we lose him? Yeah, we just lost Jim Hightower. But again, that was Jim Hightower. And I always say, whenever we have a situation like that, that's the beauty and the downside of live radio. It can always be a double-edged sword. So that was Jim Hightower, www.jimhightower.com. One of America's leading populists. He just won a big award from the Big Puffin Foundation for his work. He is a great advocate, a great activist, and a good friend. JimHightower.com. After the break, for our final little segment here of the show, remember we kicked off? We broke the story about the billboard likening President Obama to a jihadist terrorist. Well, it has gone completely national, folks. Totally national. I did an interview last night with Ron Reagan on his show, and now we'll play you a clip after the break of Keith Olbermann's take on Phil Wolf's and Wolf Automotive's billboard right here in Colorado. Keith Olbermann had a very interesting and scathing, as usual, take on that. So stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, no complaints on the highways around town. We just have one crash out there, Yale and Dahlia. Also, if you're heading to DIA, travel starting to get a little busier out there at the airport. Pikes Peak shuttle lot is full already. Looks like the East Economy lot is nearing capacity. Security wait time still just about 5 to 10 minutes, but that does expect to increase as the day grows longer. Icy patches on I-70 between Georgetown and Vail. Also might be a little windy if you're traveling on I-76 between Weld County and the Nebraska state line. Forecast sunny with light winds and highs in the upper 40s. Right now we're at 37 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's after Thanksgiving sale this Friday starting at 4 a.m. for over 300 early bird specials. Plus, you'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
The Best Money Saver is back. The ebook 10th Anniversary Edition is now available. Save up to $20 on groceries from King Soopers, over $8 on Comcast on-demand movies, Copper Mountain and Winter Park 2-for-1 lift tickets, their best season pass deal, and much more. Buy an ebook, save money, and for every $10 book sold, $6 goes to support local education. The ebook is available while supplies last at all Front Range King Soopers or eduproject.com.
Right now, your Honda dealer encourages you to get out there and enjoy some great holiday traditions. For example, the annual fruitcake tossing contest here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. Oh, and here's last year's runner-up. Excuse me, can you describe the scene out here?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of flying fruitcake. You've got people testing their baked goods engineering.
Wait, engineering?
Well, yeah. Some people like to front-load with their heavier stuff, like your nuts and your candy cherries, and keep the back end lighter. Myself, I like a few raisins back there for balance. Okay. I'm looking to go 400 feet this year.
Wow. Okay. And what kind of equipment do you launch with?
Well, I'm debating between this crossbow and this 12-foot-tall medieval catapult I built.
Wow.
That's going to leave a mark. Yeah. Those front-loaded fruitcakes, smart.
Yes, they do. Everyone has their favorite holiday tradition. For your Honda dealer, it's Happy Honda Days, when Honda dealers give some of the best deals of the year on lots of Honda models. So see your Honda dealer now during Happy Honda Days.
Give more and spend less at Office Depot, where you don't have to wait until after Thanksgiving to enjoy great prices. Office Depot is the top 30 smart gifts that were hand-selected as the smartest gift ideas at great holiday prices, like an HP Office Jet all-in-one printer for just $59.99 after $40 instant savings, and an Nikon Coolpix camera for only $149.99. Give more, spend less. Nobody beats Office Depot holiday prices, guaranteed. For more smart deals, visit top30smartgifts.com. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. Offers valid November 22nd through 25th.
954 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Keith Olbermann went off on the story that we broke here on Friday morning from a listener. A listener sent us a snapshot of that billboard down in Wheat Ridge calling President Obama a jihadist terrorist. We broke the news. It became big national news. Keith Olbermann went off on it last night. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Dateline Wheat Ridge, Colorado, number three, best business decision, Phil Wolf. Owner of Wolf Automotive, just off I-70 there in Wheat Ridge. He's put up a new billboard above his place. That's the president in a turban with the legend, President for Jihad.
And Wake Up America, remember Fort Hood. It demands that the president produce his birth certificate again. Mr. Wolf of Wolf Automotive, your friendly neighborhood seller of Jeeps, hatred, paranoia, and racism, says, I wanted to bring a little more attention to this thing because to me it just wasn't getting addressed. Several death threats later, and for the record, not even somebody this hateful as this guy deserves a single death threat. He's gotten the attention he hoped for, and he's shocked anybody thinks he's a racist because he once voted for Alan Keyes.
That is really true. Phil Wolf really did say that. He justified. He said, I'm not a racist because I voted for Alan Keyes. I mean, that, you know, people joke that racists, the way they claim that they're not a racist, they say that their best friend is black, right? I'd say it's even more ridiculous to say, I'm not a racist because I voted for Alan Keyes. I mean, that is like really ridiculous and pathetic. That's our show for today. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Colorado Independent writer Joseph Boven. He had a very provocative article up on the Colorado Independent's website about the right wing, the angry right wing hate machine, specifically here in Colorado, what it's been saying in the wake of the Fort Hood tragedy, and how what has been said on the angry white hate machine is factually untrue. We are also hoping to get Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. He made headlines with his declaration that if he has to choose between losing his Senate seat and voting for universal health care, he will vote for universal health care, even if it means him being thrown out of office. He said that on CNN, and we want to talk to him a little bit about that. And Wall Street reform, he is on the banking committee. We want to ask him some questions about Wall Street reform, but he made some big headlines with his declaration that he's willing to get rid of, willing to forsake, willing to sacrifice his Senate seat in support of health care. And I just want to say one thing about that. This, again, shows the value of primaries. It's not that I think Michael Bennett's not being honest. I think he's being perfectly honest. I think he's being brutally honest. I think he's being courageous. But the value of primaries, the primary challenge from Andrew Romanoff, creates a dynamic where him taking a courageous stand like that has also a political upside for him in the primary with Democratic voters. So big kudos to Michael Bennett. And big kudos, I think, to the idea of contested primaries generally. Also tomorrow, we will play you this new television ad by PETA about harm and inhumane treatment of turkeys. It's a commercial that NBC is now banning from being shown during the Thanksgiving holiday. That's right, NBC banning this ad. We'll play the ad for you, see what you think. I think it's a big tragedy that you can't even talk about inhumanity and the way animals are treated, even on Thanksgiving. We'll get into that tomorrow on the show.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
Get amazing deals on beauty and spa packages at Bear Creek Salon, VIP golf at Raccoon Creek, and dining at Perfect Landing Restaurant. It's the After Thanksgiving Sale, brought to you by Comcast. Click Bargain Watch at am760.net.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton.